It's engineered to exceed even the highest standards. Yours. Announcing the 60-day satisfaction guarantee when you buy a new GMC. If you don't absolutely love it, return it. Simple as that.
Today, as he weighs his options, he'll seek input from congressional leaders. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
In fact, Nick, the president and his top military and foreign policy advisors will brief key members of Congress from both parties, among them Republican Senator John McCain, who told CBS News what it will take to succeed in Afghanistan.
Sufficient number of troops, an expanded Afghan military, and all of the kinds of strategy that provide a secure environment for the people.
Already divided on the future U.S. course in Afghanistan, Congress will soon debate a massive defense spending bill, even before the president chooses his revised war strategy. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
So today, CBS News continues Afghanistan, the Road Ahead, a special series of reports on radio, online, and on the evening news with Katie Couric, highlighting the dangers and challenges posed by the war. Over the past 24 hours, Afghan officials say 10 of its soldiers have been killed. Now, who are they fighting? For the Afghans, the Americans, and their allies, the Taliban is the key foe. In this report, CBS News correspondent Lara Logan has an exclusive close-up look at the insurgents.
A brazen daylight attack on the outskirts of the Afghan capital. This is the enemy U.S. troops are fighting in Afghanistan today. The highway is fertile ground for their attacks here. Supply convoys torched. Right on the outskirts of Kabul. Commander Hamza told us his Taliban had only a few small guns when they started to fight back against the U.S. Now we control the main road, close enough to see the American base, he said. The fight against the Taliban has become inseparable from the war against Al-Qaeda. The momentum now on the side of the insurgents and terrorists. Lara Logan, CBS News, Kabul.
Winning the fight will not be merely defeating the enemy on the battlefield. CBS's Mandy Clark reports from Kabul.
The new counterinsurgency strategy in Afghanistan focuses on protecting the public and training up the Afghan security forces. Lieutenant Colonel Rob Campbell commands the region of Paktia in eastern Afghanistan.
I'm an American, you know. I want an immediate solution. Okay, I'm a drive-through window society guy. You know, I want it right away. That's not going to happen here.
Building a strong army, trustworthy government, and good relations with the Afghan people takes time, but it's seen as the key to success here. Mandy Clark, CBS News, Kabul.
Another critical challenge for U.S. forces is the countryside itself. With that part of the story, here's CBS News correspondent Terry McCarthy in Kabul.
Most of the U.S. troops in Afghanistan have also done previous tours in Iraq, but very soon after they arrived here, they realized this is a very different war because of the terrain. Iraq is a flat desert. Afghanistan is riven with steep mountain ranges reaching up to 18,000 feet. Major Dan Anderson is a medevac pilot who's flown in both countries.
Whereas Iraq is a two-dimensional fight, meaning it's almost flat, very low level, low contour, here it's three-dimensional.
The Black Hawk helicopters that are the workhorses for the military cannot even fly above 14,000 feet because they're not pressurized. So the troops are not just fighting the Taliban, they're also fighting the terrain of Afghanistan itself. Terry McCarthy, CBS News, Kabul.
It's 4 past the hour.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. A 25-year-old Commerce City man has died after contracting the H1N1 flu. The Adams County coroner says the man died last week after being treated for an upper respiratory illness. Doctors say the man did not display any flu-like symptoms or have a pre-existing medical condition. Federal agents will spend today blowing up more stuff in Denver. ATF agents set off several explosions yesterday, simulating improvised explosive devices and learning how to gather evidence from what's left. Investigators believe terror suspect Najee Bilazazi was practicing with chemicals to eventually make an IED. Attorney General Eric Holder says Zazi planned to kill scores of Americans.
Few casual observers would cite a mid-sized city like Aurora, Colorado, as a central battleground in the fight against terrorism. But you and I know better.
Holder spoke in Denver to a meeting of the International Association of Police Chiefs. In sports, the Minnesota Vikings beat the Green Bay Packers in Monday Night Football last night. The Rockies play the Phillies tomorrow in Game 1 of the National League Division playoffs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25, getting a little busier on that approach to 84th. We're also seeing a few more cars as you're hitting 225, making that Parker curve. But we're not looking at any delays as you're out and about. In the high country, you're going to find some slick spots along I-70 at those higher elevations west of Georgetown towards Vail. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of only around 59, 60 degrees. Cool in the overnight when the low drops down to 37, currently 32 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Babies cry, so what's your plan? Learn how to soothe the crying baby and what to do when you can't stop the crying. Learn how to prepare caregivers and how to talk to anyone about shaken baby syndrome. Visit calmacryingbaby.org today.
You're listening to AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
The White House says getting all troops out of Afghanistan, not an option, not even on the table. Hey, I thought they were considering all options. Guess not. Hey, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Big Tuesday, October 6, 2009. Good to see you today. This is the Bill Press Show, Tuesday edition of the Bill Press Show, coming to you live coast to coast from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, where you find us right on Capitol Hill, just down the street from the United States Capitol building. Got our eye on all the latest negotiations there on health care reform, waiting for the Finance Committee to finally pass its bill this week so we can get a good Senate bill to the floor, not the Senate Finance Committee bill, a good Senate bill to the floor. Hopefully put that together with a good House bill and get it to the president's desk and finally deliver universal health care to the American people. And then at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, the president today, having a great big meeting with Democrats and Republicans from the Congress, from the Senate and the House down to the White House to say, let's talk about Afghanistan and see what our options are. I hope somebody there among that crowd stands up and says, Mr. President, one option ought to be getting it over with. Just taking all of our combat troops out of Afghanistan the same way we did Iraq. Want to weigh in on any of those topics or any others we're not talking about? You've got something on your mind, 866-55-PRESS. Give us a call, 866-55-7737. If you're in the Madison, Wisconsin area, I hope to see you Saturday night at the Barrymore Theater. Check it out on our website, BillPressShow.com. Follow the link and get your tickets. Come on down. Stephanie Miller and I will be there, ready to inform and entertain and just have a damn good time Saturday night. And if you missed our great interview yesterday, not so great because of me, but because of him, Alan Grayson, this dynamic freshman congressman from Florida, who stuck it to the Republicans last week on the floor of the House, refusing to apologize. You could catch up with this interview if you just get yourself a podcast subscription. Buy a podcast subscription monthly or yearly on a website at BillPressShow.com. All right, let's move on. The team here, a little tired this morning.
What?
Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, because you guys were up late watching the football game last night. I know. It was a tough choice, right? Tom DeLay or Brett Favre.
Right.
So which one won?
I chose Brett Favre.
Definitely Brett Favre.
Yeah, and boy, he pulled it off. Ed show on MSNBC, I didn't realize, but Ed was talking about if he wins, he will be the first player to beat all 32 other teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do it? Here's the final call.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Favre has become the first player in National Football League history to defeat all 32 teams. The only one left to beat is former team, the Green Bay Packers. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Man.
If he goes
good game,
on,
wasn't it?
It was a phenomenal game.
I'm sorry. I didn't stay up for it.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had. Well, I'm glad I did, but I mean, I'm exhausted. But if he goes on to have the season that it looks like he's going to have this season.
He's certainly off to a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll certainly be up there. I mean, he's already going to be in the Hall of Fame, no doubt. But, I mean, now you have to talk about the best quarterback of all time. It's certainly a legitimate question to ask.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
39.
Yeah, 39, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of life left in that old horse.
Totally,
you know?
Totally.
Yeah, he proved him wrong.
That's
how many times has he quit?
He's quit twice now. Yeah. Well, it has been a year.
Looks like he's found his spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Indeed. All right, hey, very exciting hour coming up here, starting off with, a little bit. Maybe 20 minutes from now, we're going to be talking to the good senator from California, Barbara Boxer, who is leading the fight for climate change legislation. Not going to happen until health care is behind us, but we'll see if it's going to happen this year. And we'll kick off the hour of Melanie Sloan from Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Boy, she's got her hands full these days. But first...
is the Full Court Press.
Other stuff to mention at the water cooler today, former Senator Fred Thompson is heading back to showbiz. Daily Variety magazine says Fred will appear in the upcoming Disney movie, Secretariat, playing the character of Bull Hancock alongside Diane Lane and Kevin Connolly. Hancock was a master horse breeder and one-time horse racing league president. Diane will play the horse's owner and Connolly a sports writer.
Oh, I've got a good idea. Why doesn't Fred Thompson run for president? Yeah, that worked out so well.
Golfer Greg Norman and tennis star Chris Everett have been married for 15 months, and, well, that's just about as long as that's going to last. Reports say the two have separated because Greg's kids do not like Chris, and both of them were very set in their ways and didn't want to move out of each other's homes. Although, keep in mind, the marriage happened as a result of an affair that ruined both of their previous marriages.
But don't you think they kind of maybe should have worked that out before they got married?
You would think so.
I mean, like, okay, are you going to live in my house, or am I going to live in your house, or are we going to get a house together? It seems to me that conversation might have taken place.
Yeah, a little bit of a failure.
Yeah.
And swine flu has hit the stars. The band The Backstreet Boys confirming that member Brian Littrell has been diagnosed with the H1N1 virus. They're canceling an appearance on CBS this morning, scheduled to promote their new album.
I'm sorry, The Backstreet Boys are still a band?
Yes, they have a new album out today, actually. And they're
good Lord.
And they've got swine. One of them has swine flu.
And one of them has swine flu?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Yes, indeed. You know, if you read any history of Washington, D.C., this whole area down here below the Capitol was a swamp. Well, some people might say it's still a swamp. And we've got an organization, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, whose full-time job is to try to drain the swamp, or at least clean it up. But with people like John Ensign and David Vitter, it's kind of hard to do. Melanie Sloan, the executive director of CREW, back on the show this morning. Hi, Melanie.
Hey, Bill.
Let's talk about John Ensign first. Now, we know he had this affair with a former staffer, one of his campaign staffers, but it's not right, but it's not illegal. So why is CREW going after John Ensign?
There are so many issues that John Ensign has brought up now. He didn't just have this affair with the campaign staffer, who, as everyone knows by now, was also married to his chief of staff at the time.
Right.
He fired them both when the affair ended. That brings up one thing right away, which is sexual harassment. You can't fire somebody just because the affair ends, and the Senate has a long history of going after that kind of conduct with, for example, Bob Packwood. So we'll see if they do something about that. But then there are a bunch of actually more serious legal issues, including some that newly came out with the New York Times article on Friday, that front page story that was so long and detailed about John Ensign.
Yeah, the big main story on the front Friday New York Times.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So it turns out that Mr. Hampton, who Doug Hampton, the guy who was fired, and is his wife, Cynthia Hampton, who was having the affair with John Ensign, really must feel like his life is gone and he has nothing to lose, because here he is spilling his guts to the New York Times, and he admits that he failed to register as a lobbyist and violated the one-year lobbying ban restriction, and that John Ensign was helping him to do this, helping him to find clients. Once he fired him from his staff, he helped him become a lobbyist. Well, these are federal laws you have to register and that you have to, that you can't lobby for a year. And Mr. Hampton says, yeah, he knew the law, John Ensign knew the law, but they both just decided to ignore it. John Ensign now facing a potential conspiracy charge for conspiracy to help Mr. Hampton violate the lobbying law.
So Hampton violated the law, but if Ensign, if he knew about it and helped him, then he would also be...
in violation of conspiracy law, conspiracy to violate the law. And there's no question that he knew. There's emails between the two. There's all these efforts John Ensign made to help get clients for Doug Hampton. Doug Hampton was consistently calling John Ensign's office to lobby on behalf of clients. So there's really no question about what was going on there. And Mr. Hampton said quite clearly in his statements to the Times that, yeah, Ensign knew about the lobbying ban too, and they, both of them together decided to ignore it.
Is Hampton a credible witness given the fact that he was being, cuckolded by at the time by Ensign? So,
well, you know why he's credible is we've got a bunch of contemporaneous notes and emails by Doug Hampton showing his correspondence with John Ensign at the time and notes of his conversations with John Ensign where Ensign agreed to help get him clients. Then you have these other companies in Nevada, Nevada Energy, for example, and Allegiant Air, who did in fact hire Hampton and have said that they hired Hampton because Ensign told them to, and they had Hampton lobbying for them. And then there's a meeting that's they have a lunch in the Senate dining room with Hampton and Ensign and the chief executive of Allegiant Air. So there's clearly lobbying going on, and Ensign's clearly involved.
And what have you filed a request or an action request for investigation? Exactly what action has Crew taken?
Well, back when this story first broke last June, we filed a complaint with the Department of Justice and with the Federal Election Commission and with the Senate Ethics Committee. One little issue that we haven't mentioned is another big legal issue for Mr. Ensign is the $96,000 in severance payment. Ensign's family
yes.
has described it as a gift, saying his parents gave it to them. The notes that Mr. Hampton was taking at the time contemporaneously, again, say that this was severance payment. The problem for Mr. Ensign, the reason that it matters is if it was a severance payment for Cynthia Hampton when she left the campaign committee in a PAC, it was never the contribution of $96,000 was never reported to the FEC. That would have been an in-kind contribution to the campaign committee made by the Ensigns. A failure to report over $25,000 in contributions in 1 year is a felony punishable by 5 years in jail.
Now, last Friday, the Senate minority or Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was asked by reporters, okay, what do you think about John Ensign? And is he still in good standing? As I understand it, McConnell just basically didn't come to his defense, right? Didn't want to talk about it.
Right. He just
which is not a good sign, right?
No, definitely not a good sign. It seems like Ensign is losing friends very quickly. Another person who's got problems here is Tom Coburn. Tom Coburn, senator
yes.
from Oklahoma, had denied having anything to do with it other than counseling Mr. Ensign to end the affair. Well, it turns out he was doing a lot more than that. He was actually trying to facilitate a financial settlement between Mr. Ensign and Mr. Hampton. So he doesn't come out looking too good either.
We're talking with Melanie Sloan, who's the Executive Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, doing a great job here in Washington. Citizensforethics.org is the website. I want to jump on to David Vitter, okay? Now, you have also filed a complaint, as I understand it, against David Vitter several months ago, right, for his old little games there. And Vitter is still there, and now Vitter has become the crusader against Acorn.
Right. Well, you know, back in 2007, we had filed a complaint with the Senate Ethics Committee after it came out that Vitter was on the D.C. Madam's call list and he was clearly soliciting prostitutes. That's a crime. Seemed like the Ethics Committee ought to do something. They took a year and actually did nothing. But then when Mr. Vitter decided to go after Acorn and he wrote a letter to the Department of Justice asking for a RICO investigation into the organization's offers to assist these fake prostitutes and fake pimps mm-hmm. in setting up a prostitution ring. We thought, how can he be complaining about that when no one's actually investigated his his interactions with a real prostitution ring? And so we sent a letter to the Louisiana Bar. Mr. Vitter is a lawyer. It is a violation of the rules of professional conduct to commit any crime. He clearly committed the crime of soliciting prostitutes here, and there are allegations that he did, at least on a couple of other occasions in Louisiana. It seems to me that it is fitting that Mr. Vitter also ought to be investigated for his role in this real prostitution ring.
Maybe he should have thought twice before he...
You think?
Before
did he really not think that there was any other member of Congress who you might be a better standard bearer for this issue.
Yeah. If it has prostitution involved with it, David Vitter, stay away from it, right? Exactly. All right, now, in the interest of being fair and balanced, Charlie Rangel, good friend of mine, I love the guy, is he in trouble?
He is in trouble. The Republicans are planning to bring a resolution to the floor, I think, tomorrow to say that he should be take his chairmanship of the Ways and Means Committee should be taken away from him during this investigation.
Why is he in trouble?
He's got such a multitude of ethics issues, but I think that the reason particularly is he has these members of Congress are required to file their financial disclosure forms once a year. It's under a penalty of perjury. It's a crime to lie on them. Mr. Rangel has, if not lied on the statements, at least been incredibly sloppy. Some years he includes some property he forgot about to include rent he received on a Dominican Republic villa. And then it came out, even though he'd amended before and fixed these just a couple of months ago, I guess last month it came out, that he had even more things that he'd failed to include. For example, a checking account with $250,000 in it at the Congressional Credit Union. Okay, he's not Bill Gates. How is he forgetting about a $250,000 checking account? It really looks problematic. And Mr. Rangel says, well, these financial disclosure forms are complicated. That is a very bad answer for the man who's responsible for the tax code.
Do you think it's a case where he has somebody else do this for him and he doesn't pay that much attention to it?
I think you're right. I think he hasn't paid that much attention to it. But, you know, the Democrats came in when they won back Congress. They said they were going to clean up Congress. They said their ethics were going to be better than everyone else's. And Charlie Rangel, there's no pass just because you're an old member and you've been around a long time. Ethics rules apply to everyone, and at the very least, he's been sloppy and careless, and he acted, it's very arrogant. It's just as if the rules don't apply to him. He is above all this. And this is, by the way, just one of his problems. His most serious problem is actually appears to be a trade of a contribution to the Rangel Center, the Charlie Rangel Center for Public Service in New York, in return for a tax break for a huge company in New York called Neighbors Industries. That could be actually criminal trouble.
Well, whether they are friends or not friends, Melanie, you are a new force in town. A crew is on the case, on the job. You're doing great work, and keep at it. Keep at it. And thank you so much for your time again this morning.
Oh, always a pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Thanks, Melanie. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, citizensforethics.org. They really do a good job, and sometimes they catch a friend of ours in their net.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Imagine taking your overwhelming mound of credit card bills and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings with creditors and having it stop. Well, as great as that sounds, you can't do either. You need to be responsible about your debts. Please do yourself a favor and call the Debt Management Partners at the Genesis Debt Helpline now. We'll show you a way you can be debt-free in a few years. You'll end up writing one monthly payment that you can afford, we'll reduce your late fees and high interest rates, and we'll help stop the harassing phone calls. Listen, if you want to get out of debt, call us right now. We promise you a free debt analysis. Here's our number. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. That's 800-981-7592.
Times are tough. High car repair bills are getting more expensive. Consider the fact that replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You pick your own coverage, deductible, and payment plan. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. For a very limited time, the first 10 callers get a 25% discount if you call now with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Protect yourself from future expensive repair bills. Call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Freeway's still in decent shape around town. Just the normal jams coming out of Thornton and southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, our slow spot. Couple of accidents, 78th and Pena, one at 47th and Washington. Also westbound 76 still closed, 9 miles west of Sterling due to emergency culvert work. Local detours are in place. Your forecast, partly cloudy in the AM, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Right now it's 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
How about you get hit in an automobile accident? Well, when it comes to do with insurance companies, they are the worst. You don't get the damages you deserve. I got two guys you ought to talk to, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They're not going to allow any insurance company or big corporation to put your back against the wall.
Mike Turner and Scott Henderson Law Firm, proud supporters of AM 760. Call 303-300-1600. That's 303-300-1600.
This Columbus Day, it'll be easy to find better prices on beds. It just won't be so easy to find better beds. So you can get a bed not designed specifically for your body, on sale. Or the kind of bed that drives millions of couples to sleep separately, on sale. Or a bed that actually may cause back pain instead of relieving it, on sale. Or you can get a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number Bed at a Sleep Number Center, where queen-size mattresses start at just $6.99. And during our Columbus Day closeout on innovative i8 bed sets, you can save up to $750, but only while supplies last. Everybody has a Sleep Number. Find yours before our Columbus Day sale ends on October 18th at only one place. A Sleep Number Center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number Centers are in most major malls, including Cherry Creek and the Promenade Shops at Sentara and Loveland.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progress.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solarips.com.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Barbara Boxer. Next, right here.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Are you worried about high car repair bills? Car repairs are getting more expensive. Replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. Here's a special limited-time offer. Be one of the first 10 callers in the next 10 minutes and get a 25% discount when you call with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209. Don't wait. Call for a free quote now. 800-688-7209. That's 800-688-7209.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, out on the Weld County and Morgan County line, got a problem. Westbound 76 shut down 9 miles west of Sterling due to emergency road work. Local detours are set up around town. A couple accidents, 78th and Pena, one at 47th and Washington. Highway speed still in decent shape. The only place where you're really going to tap the brakes, southbound 25 there in Thornton at 104th Avenue. Your forecast? Clouds in the morning should clear for sunny skies, but still cool. A high near 59, currently 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere.
For information, go to cityofhope.org/deliverhope.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Happy Tuesday, 33 minutes after the hour. This Tuesday, October 6th, the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio factory right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We've been talking healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. It's not the only issue on the agenda. Also, kind of lurking there, ready for healthcare to be completed and demanding action this year. Very important legislation to fight global warming. It is the Clean Energy Jobs and American Power Act, and the fight for that led by the chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, my good friend from California, Senator Barbara Boxer. Hey, Senator, good morning.
Hi, Bill.
Good to talk to you.
Same here.
I remember one time we were talking to you and you were walking in Oakland and a train went by. Do you remember that?
Well, you know what? I'm walking to work at the Capitol. That's what I'm doing right now.
All right. Well, watch out
I don't think there's any trains coming by, but you never know what happens here.
That's right. All right. Now, I want to ask you, I happened to be reading the New Yorker yesterday, this week's New Yorker, Senator, and it points out that on October 13, 1992, the United States signed this treaty on climate change where we agreed in this treaty, quote, to take the lead in combating climate change and the adverse effects thereof. Have we lived up to the terms of that treaty?
Well, we just have not. done anything at all to live up to that promise, because I can tell you, under Bill Clinton, we made a little progress, baby steps, but Kyoto was very unpopular. And now, when after Bill Clinton left, when George Bush took over, for 8 years, not only did they do nothing, they actually argued in the Supreme Court that greenhouse gas emissions were not covered by the Clean Air Act, which was ridiculous on its face. And the Bush court actually ruled that, in fact, the Clean Air Act does cover greenhouse gas emissions. So we lost all that time, and now we're making up for it. We are. We're moving forward.
So now it's Barack Obama in the White House and Barbara Boxer in charge of the committee, and you've got the legislation. Where is this going to take us? What's so important about this legislation?
Well, here's the thing. Legislation aside, we've got to cut down the amount of carbon that's in the air, because too much carbon in the air, as you know, causes all these terrible problems, and if it keeps up, we're going to have a planet that's not very livable for our grandkids, and that's horrible, not to mention 50% of the species that are going to be wiped out, the plants, the animals. So we need to move on this, and there's many ways to do it. Yes. Henry Waxman, my counterpart in the House, he and Ed Markey passed a good bill.
Right.
We have introduced a bill, the Kerry Boxer bill over here, that the Senate committee I chair is going to take up shortly. See, there's some more noise for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you hear it. They're now mowing lawns just because I'm walking by. And,
it's a conspiracy.
It is. And then the EPA itself has the power now, because of the court ruling under the Clean Air Act, to start going around to the biggest polluters and demanding that there be cutbacks on the carbon in the air. And that's already happening. The beauty of the legislation is it gives our business community, our utilities, our heavy polluters, much more flexibility. It would allow them, if they can't cut back in their own operations, to buy offsets. It would allow them to get some free permits in the early years, and it would make it much easier for them. But they are fighting it tooth and nail, because along with that, what we do is we say we're going to cut back 20% by 2020 and 80% by 2050 on these greenhouse gas emissions, and they don't like it, particularly the coal industry.
Now, yeah, in fact, John Kyle, Republican from Arizona, has called your bill a job killer.
Well, you know, this is what's so fascinating to me. It is just the opposite of that. As a matter of fact, I was on CNN on Sunday, and they said, what do you think about a second stimulus? I said the best stimulus would be passing this really good bill and the energy bill that goes along with it, because the private sector, in the form of one of the leading venture capitalists, John Doerr, I don't know whether you know John.
Absolutely.
He's the one who funded Google and Amazon at the very early stages. He said that if we do this bill, the investments from the private sector that will flow into clean, new, green energy technologies would be twice as much as the investment that's flowed into high-tech and biotech combined.
Wow.
So this is, and the country that does this will be the leader, the economic leader.
So really, the question, and I think the president has made this comment, that these technological changes and innovation is going to occur somewhere in the world, right? It's either going to happen here or somewhere else.
No question. And the sad thing, as we sit here, you know, the Chinese are watching this, and they have now surpassed us on producing solar panels. We were number one. We're now falling behind. And it's ridiculous. So anyone who says this is a jobs killer is simply protecting, you know, the very polluting industries. And, you know, here's the other irony. California has already started doing the right thing on this.
Yep.
The western states, the western governors, the northeastern states, there are compacts with Canada. And we're going to just sit here as a nation with a patchwork quilt of different parts of our country, you know, doing these marketplaces selling and buying these allowances, and the United States of America will be out of it. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Senator Barbara Boxer, our guest here on this Tuesday edition of the Bill Press Show. So, Senator, the question is, can we get it done this year? Carol Browner, who's the president's energy and environmental leader at the or advisor at the White House, expressed some doubt that this can be done this year the other day. Do you agree, or are you more hopeful?
Well, I'm always and forever hopeful. That's why I keep doing what I do.
I know. You're the eternal optimist. You really are. You're a fighter.
I always, you know, you just keep on going one foot in front of the other. The fact is, now we're going past some thrilling. The fact is, you're walking me right to the Capitol. I want you to know that.
Oh, that's great.
I'm standing feet from the Capitol. It's beautiful.
You're coming through loud and clear. Don't worry about it.
A beautiful blue sky here. So here's the thing. You know, we are in many ways looking at a calendar that is moving and moving and moving. As we all know, the days hurry by to a precious few. And
as the song goes, right?
This is happening here, and we know the health care debate is taking longer than we thought it would, which, you know, it's nobody's fault. These are problems. Energy, health care, these are the things that have been neglected. So, yes, they're taking longer. But all I could say is we've got to just keep moving forward. That's the important thing. I hope we will have the time. I can tell you right now I expect to be here till right before Christmas. I don't see us getting out before then. So we will work up to the last minute.
And can the United States go to this meeting in Copenhagen in December without having passed legislation and make a strong case that we are, in fact, finally moving in the right direction?
I think that the president can do that. Let me tell you why. This isn't the only thing that matters, our legislation. It's very important. It's the most important part. But already in the stimulus package that the Congress voted on, there are many, many programs there that are funding research and development and energy efficiency. You know, energy efficiency is the low-hanging fruit. And
sure,
we found out that we're already lowering our carbon footprint as a nation this year. I think it's clearly the recession has something to do with it, but I think there's also changing habits. So I think if we look at, if the world looks at what we've done, we finally, with the leadership of our president, increase the fuel economy standards well up, and that's been the first time since in 25 years we've done it, and we're making these investments through our regular budget process and our stimulus bill. There's been progress in the House and progress in the Senate. I think he's got a good story to tell. Not as good as if we were to pass the bill, but
right,
it's a good story to tell. We're moving right forward. There's no question about it. Plus, he can talk about California and the western states and the Northeast. I mean, this is an American story.
One more question, Senator, on a different topic, but another big issue facing the president. He's going to talk to some leaders of Congress about it today, and that is Afghanistan. General
yes.
McChrystal has recommended 45,000, up to 45,000 more troops for Afghanistan. Could you support sending more combat troops to Afghanistan?
At this point, let me give you my feelings on it, and I never shut the door on anything. At this point, I think there are enough troops there. If you look at not only our footprint, 68,000, but the NATO troops and our allies are up to about 30,000, then you've got about 90,000 or 100,000 Afghan troops. You got about 80,000 police, and we're going to be training another 94,000 Afghans. So right as of this moment, it's 200,000 troops on the ground on our side versus 20,000 Taliban. So I don't think it's a question of the numbers of troops. I do think it's a question of what the mission is.
Mm-hmm.
If General McChrystal thinks we need to build a nation in Afghanistan from one end of the country to the other, that's something that I don't think we can do. But I think we can do is train the Afghan forces. The good news is most of the Afghan people, way into the 90%, 90% of them, fiercely oppose the Taliban. And they've got to stand up and fight back against the Taliban. And I know the Taliban from many years ago when I learned about what they did to women and what they do to women has not changed. It's a nightmare for the people there. But if we were to build a nation, especially in light of an election that was not considered fair, mm-hmm. I think we're going up to a mission that's, you know, not easy and not maybe not even doable. So I think the question is not so much the number of troops. I think we have the number of troops. I think it's what our goals are. And that's why this discussion the president's having is important.
Yep.
And I'm so grateful we have a president who is taking the time to figure it out.
That seems to be the very question that he is considering. Senator, you've got a lot on your plate, and particularly with the climate change legislation. I'm so glad you're there in charge of it. We wish you well. We'll be following closely. I'm sure you're at the Capitol by now. Thanks for taking time for us this morning.
Yes, I am, and have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks, Senator Barbara Boxer. Good friend from California and a great leader on environmental issues for a long time, and she's in the right place at the right time on climate change.
Podcasts, Twitter feed, and Bill's White House Report exclusively at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Of engineering excellence is right on time. It's GMC Truck Month. Get into the Sierra 1500 SLT with an available 403 horsepower 6.2 liter V8. It's the most powerful half-ton V8 in its class. Plus, it comes with the safety and security of OnStar, standard for 1 year. And now get great financing offers, like 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers on all 09 Sierras, or $6,000 total cash back on 09 Sierra 1500 extended and crew cab vehicles that have been in stock the longest. Step up to the best. It's GMC Truck Month. See your GMC dealer today. Based on 2009 GM large pickup segment. Excludes other GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Cashback only on 20% of vehicles available to dealer as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 11/2/09. See dealer for details.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we do have a few accidents, but they are on the surface streets around town. Rollover crash MLK and Niagara. Also a new one at Peoria and Albrook. That's near 47th Ave. And in the cleanup phase, one at 78th and Pena, another 47th and Washington. In Weld County, westbound 76 shut down 9 miles west of Sterling due to emergency culvert work. Local detours are in place. Your forecast, partly cloudy in the AM, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root-free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Here, AM 760.
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our 5-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting affordability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
This is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solarips.com.
The ones that he had sex with, but the embarrassment that he brought to the whole world pants operation.
I'm terribly sorry that I put the staff in that position inadvertently. I just wasn't thinking ahead.
Yeah, he wasn't. And he also apologized to the most important person in his life.
My wife, Regina, she has been horribly hurt by my behavior. And when something happens like that, if you hurt a person and it's your responsibility, you try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unsettling to listen to somebody who's funny for a living
get
so serious.
And he's a very private person, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
It was certainly very awkward for that studio audience last Thursday when he made his admission. I mean, they didn't know whether it was part of an act or what, you know?
Right.
And now that everybody knows it is, but that's sort of the only place you see David Letterman, and that's where it's on his show or not at all. You don't see him anywhere else, right?
It's really interesting to see something so real. Yeah. On one of these shows, too.
Hey, the other topic we talked about a lot last week was Roman Polanski getting seized by Swiss authorities at the request of the United States. And there's still a split opinion, I guess, among Americans as to whether or not he ought to be dragged back here and put back on trial or sentenced for that rape of the 13-year-old years and years ago. But I'll tell you one thing. Cokie Roberts... She's made up her mind.
Roman Polanski is a criminal. No, he raped, drugged, and raped and sodomized a child, and then was a fugitive from justice. As far as I'm concerned, just take him out and shoot him.
Take him out and shoot him. Spoken like a real liberal.
We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act, even when it's hard.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
What if I told you can make one phone call and cut your credit card debt in half? You heard right. One call to Resolve Debt Relief today can save you thousands of dollars. Why be miserable even one more day? Don't declare bankruptcy. Do something about it. Call Resolve Debt Relief now. Toll free. Call 800-330-2500. Are you frustrated about your financial situation? Do you have over $10,000 of credit card debt? Are collection agencies harassing you and your family? family. Call now and learn how to reduce your credit card debt by 50% or more. Do something about it. Call 800-330-2500 for a confidential, no-obligation, free consultation. Resolve Debt Relief, the company to call if you have credit card debt of $10,000 or more. Do something about it right now. Call 800-330-2500. 800-330-2500.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
Okay, on this Tuesday, October 6th, my parting shot for today. You know, for a while yesterday, I thought it was back in the 70s. You wouldn't believe the scene when I arrived in front of the White House. There were a couple of hundred anti-war Afghanistan war protesters carrying signs, chanting slogans, carrying flag-draped coffins, some even chaining themselves to the fence. And then when I got to the actual gate to the West Wing, there were some 50 or 20 protesters lying on the sidewalk as if dead, blocking the gate and surrounded by a cordon of park police. By the way, you can catch the photos of those protesters lying on the sidewalk there at our website, BillPressShow.com. It was all peaceful, but nevertheless managed to shut down all operations on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House. Veteran reporters said they hadn't seen anything like that since the days of Vietnam. But what made the protest all the more meaningful was what Robert Gibbs told us in the briefing. Even though the White House had said that President Obama was weighing all options before deciding to send more troops to Afghanistan, Gibbs said the possibility of withdrawing all of our troops from that country was not under consideration. In other words, Obama is considering all options in Afghanistan except the one that makes the most sense. You know, looks to me like those protesters really had something worth protesting. That's my parting shot for today. We will be talking with Ron Wyden about health care tomorrow here on the show. And President Obama will be meeting with leaders of Congress, House, and Senate, both parties on Afghanistan. We'll talk about it all here tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Millions of Americans are expected to bang down the doors when the H1N1 flu vaccine becomes available this month. But will the family doctor be able to handle the expected crush? CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton says patients will need patience.
Some doctor's offices are actually needing to employ another nurse to give these vaccinations. The volume is going to be high. The demand, even if it's moderate, could significantly increase just basic waiting times.
Some parents still don't want their children vaccinated.
My doctor recommended that we not get the H1N1 vaccine for the first round because it's only been tested on 600 children, and that's just not enough, a big enough test sample to know what the reaction is going to be.
Baby, it's cold outside. May not mean through-the-roof heating bills this winter. A government forecast due for release today is expected to say natural gas prices will be down sharply.
For the large number of consumers throughout the Midwest, the West, and even the East Coast that use natural gas, you can see a decrease of probably 20 to 25% in some cases over last year.
Analyst Chris Edmonds says supply is up and demand, especially from businesses down. The price of home heating oil could be higher this winter. The White House is looking at new ways to cushion the bite of the recession. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Well, that's right, Frank. The search is on for options to create or save jobs and help people stuck in what one White House spokesman describes as the economic pothole. As unemployment notches up, the administration is considering tax incentives to encourage businesses to hire. It's already looking at additional unemployment and health benefits for people who've been out of work for a long time. But for now, Frank, the administration has no plans for a second full-blown economic stimulus package.
Do you Google? Just about everyone does. And today, three of the people who have made high-speed communications and digital cameras possible have been rewarded with a Nobel Prize in Physics. Willard Boyle and George Smith, who worked at New Jersey's Bell Labs in the 1960s, and Charles Kao, a physicist based in Hong Kong. UN officials hope a donors' conference today in Geneva will raise $60 million to help the victims of natural disasters from Indonesia to Indochina. Money would help Indonesia's earthquake survivors, but relief worker Patrick Fuller says it's not the only issue.
They haven't been able to get rice, basic staple supplies, because of landslides blocking the roads both into villages.
Breaking news from overseas, the Swiss Justice Ministry has rejected film director Roman Polanski's appeal to be released from custody. Polanski was picked up on a California fugitive warrant for raping a 13-year-old girl in 1977. On last night's Late Show, David Letterman apologized for the sex scandal that led to an alleged blackmail attempt. Washington Post media critic Howard Kurtz.
I think he probably didn't go far enough the first time in just making clear to the audience how sorry he was. He apologized to his staff last night as well as to his wife.
S&P futures are up about 9 points just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Food for thought from farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
We're ringside in Washington for the main event, pitting America's doctors against the heavyweight contender, the trial lawyers.
Jake, this is shaping up as a classic underdog battle and a possible first-round knockout.
Medical malpractice reform. 63% of Americans support it, and it could save $120 billion in health care costs. But the trial lawyers want to keep it out of health care reform.
And this fight is on.
Call your member of Congress. Tell them you want medical malpractice reform now. Paid for by the U.S. Chamber Institute for Legal Reform.
The Law Office of Mike Turner, working on behalf of people wronged by corporations and insurance companies.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The voting is still underway, but the results seem pretty clear. Unionized grocery workers in Colorado seem set to reject what Safeway calls its final offer. The votes in both Denver and Colorado Springs have been counted and point toward a rejection of that contract. Attorney General Eric Holder is giving credit to police officers who helped uncover the alleged terror plot hatched by an Aurora man.
Working together in a multi-agency coordinated investigation, we disrupted what we believe was a plot to kill scores of Americans by detonating explosives here in the homeland.
Holder made the comments to a conference of police chiefs meeting in Denver. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are on what you could call the ultimate road trip. The Nuggets are in Taiwan for a game against the Indiana Pacers tomorrow. Then they move on to Beijing, China. The preseason action is part of the NBA's effort to expand the sport globally. And the Rockies play the Phillies tomorrow in Game 1 of the National League Divisional Playoffs. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the slowest part of this morning's commute is, the eastbound lanes of 270, starting right around 76, making your way towards Vasquez. Speeds across Commerce City through there are going to drop into the 20s and 30s. No problems yet for westbound drivers. Southbound I-25, busy downtown. Same deal for southbounders on 2 1/4, coming up on Yosemite as you're making your way towards I-25. Surface street accidents, Mississippi and Chambers, 32nd, which is MLK and Niagara. That one's a rollover, as well as Peoria and Albrook have some police on scene at that intersection. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, but a little bit chilly with a high of only around 59 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 37, currently 31. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2.05% APY, people think they're...
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hey, Jay
Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's a nice day out there. A little chilly, but pretty clear.
Frost this morning.
I know.
I had to scrape my windows for the first time this season today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't have to. Although I have a garage.
Bragger. I have a garage too, but it's so full of crap I can't park in it.
Turk's got some news from the Turk family. Tell everybody.
Yeah, man. So yesterday I get the call from my wife right as the show's ending. She took my son Tyson, was kind of coughing over Saturday and Sunday. I guess he has swine flu. Took him in. Doctors were kind of worried about flu and pneumonia. Luckily, pneumonia didn't show up on the x-rays, but they said he has a really bad case of swine flu. But you know what the deal is, Dave? They don't even do the swine flu test now.
They just assume it's swine flu.
You know, but, you know, the doctor's like, I'm 80 to 90% sure it's swine flu. So, but you should have seen the kids, the kids' doctor's office, man.
It must have been crazy, huh?
Yeah, there must have been about 50 kids in there, and they all had, like, the little masks on, you know?
Yeah.
And so I walk in there, and I'm like, you know, I hate germs anyway, Dave. I'm a germaphobe.
I know, the Millennium Falcon console back there smells like, it always reeks of Lysol in the morning. It's, like, so toxic.
I know, I'm sorry, man, but I'm just trying to keep the... Keep the studio clean, man. You know, the only way to do this is preventative measures, really.
Well, so Tyson's going to be okay,
Tyson's
right?
Okay, man. He's sleeping. He's doing good. So, you know, it could just be regular flu. I don't know. You know? I think there's a big scare about it.
If they're not checking, you know, specifically what flu it is, then it seems to me that they're probably so... I guess there's good news in that they if they don't need to know that it's swine flu as a medical necessity,
yeah,
then it suggests that they feel pretty confident in many cases, if not most cases, that they can cure it.
Right. Where it gets nasty is if you develop pneumonia with it as well.
Right.
And the thing with the Tamiflu is the way they fight this thing off.
Yeah.
And normally it's like we have a big surplus of it. in liquid form, but there is none of the liquid form in the United States. You got to basically go to a hospital, have it compounded, or find a pharmacy that'll compound the Tamiflu for you. So all yesterday afternoon, I was running around, you know, getting prescriptions and vitamins and
I'm sure, and I'm just reading off the Denver Post right now. Nearly 450 flu clinics at Colorado office buildings, schools, and churches have been canceled or postponed indefinitely because of a shortage of the regular flu vaccine.
Yeah, it's insane, man. I mean, you just can't get it anywhere. Luckily, we had ours last week. Remember, live on the air?
Yeah, live on the air. I know. And I think it's a reminder. You know, this is a really good example of what happens when you don't fund your government, your basic public health system, at a level that it needs to be funded.
Right. Yeah. This is a really, really good example
of that. That we have a shortage of the regular flu vaccine. We have only now our H1N1. Swine flu vaccines even beginning to be produced. And this is, I think, a good example, a good reminder of what happens when, for years and years and years, you underfinance and really starve for resources your public health system. And I hope people remember that, right? I mean, this is something we all tend to forget. We think of, you know, government and public services and tax revenues as roads and bridges and stuff, but this is the same thing.
Yeah, didn't they just start handing out basically in Tennessee and one other state yesterday, like the swine flu mist?
Yeah.
And they're giving it to healthcare professionals first.
Right, and only because they don't have enough.
By the time everybody has it, then maybe the vaccine will be available to people. So it just doesn't make sense. You're right.
It's a sad state of affairs, and I think it goes back to these problems come from a lack of willingness to fund public infrastructure. So I'll put it this way: when you think swine flu, think Republicanism. I mean, really. I'm not even kidding.
The headlines will say Sirota blames swine flu on Republicans.
I'm not blaming the actual disease on the Republicans. But when you are wondering in part why our public health system isn't moving more quickly, it's because for years and years and years, in part, we have not financed that public health infrastructure where it needs to be financed.
And here's a shocker. The AMA makes money off of sick people, right, Dave?
Well, you mean doctors?
Not doctors, but the pharmaceutical companies.
The pharmaceutical companies do make money off of sick people.
Yeah.
And
so there's a lot to be made off of people that get the swine flu, too.
Yeah, but there's also, dude, there's a lot of money to be made off of the flu vaccine.
Right, yeah, that's true. But they're too late with it. So what's going on? What's really going on out there?
Well, it's a lack of infrastructure. That's really what it is. I'm just glad to hear that Tyson's okay, man.
Yeah, man, he's on the mend. And
when you called me,
I'm really doing my best to stay healthy. I fly to Nashville, Dave, next Monday, so I'm like doing everything I can to stay healthy.
Are you going on vacation?
I'm going on a little 3-day vacation, hanging out with my dad.
To Nashville.
I'm going to Nashville, Knoxville. Never been to, really, Tennessee. I had a layover in Memphis.
It's a cool place.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's a cool place.
So, be remember, last time I went out, I went to Vegas, and I had the flu the first 2 days.
That's right.
Lame. So
that's
I'm
right.
doing everything I can to not let that happen again.
We got a great show for you today. At 7:20, we're going to check in with Max Brooks. Max Brooks is the author of The Zombie Survival Guide and World War Z. If you've listened to this show, you know I love World War Z. And then we're going to check in later on with Media Matters for our update on what's going on in the conservative media. Let's see, we got about we've got about 4 minutes. All right, let's do a news update real quick.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, General Petraeus has prostate cancer. He's still the general commanding troops in Iraq. The story is that he has prostate cancer. He'll probably battle through. Seems like they caught it very early, so that's good news. Washington Post reports U.S. is losing ground on preventable deaths as Congress presses forward with landmark legislation to revamp the healthcare system, lawmakers are grappling with that troubling questions. Are Americans dying too soon? The answer is yes. When it comes to preventable deaths, the United States trails other industrialized nations and has been falling further behind over the past decade. That's a report in the Washington Post. Wall Street Journal reports the Supreme Court refused Monday to hear a dispute over whether royalties paid by energy companies to the Interior Department under a 95 law should be triggered by the volume of oil and gas extracted or the commodity's price. The decision, which let stand a ruling in favor of the oil industry, cost the government at least $19 billion. Another $19 billion rung up for special interests, in this case the oil industry. Defense Secretary Robert Gates cautioned military and civilian leaders yesterday against publicly airing their advice to President Obama on Afghanistan, just days after the top U.S. general, General Stanley McChrystal, in that country criticized proposals being advocated by some in the White House. So we're getting some pushback now from the administration telling the generals, hey, if you got advice, please bring it to us, but you're not politicians, so don't make a public campaign out of it. Wall Street Journal reports the Obama administration's pay czar is planning to clamp down on compensations at firms receiving large sums of government aid by cutting annual cash salaries for many of the top employees under his authority, according to people familiar with the matter. Local news, Scott McGinnis launches his campaign officially for a governor yesterday, according to the Associated Press. Attorney General Eric Holder, you heard this in the AM 760 local news update. Attorney General Eric Holder was here in Colorado and says Aurora is now a central front in the war on terror during the Zazi investigation. Denver Post reports that for nearly 3 years, Governor Bill Ritter's staff and all but one of his cabinet appointees have failed to file financial disclosures as required by a 1999 executive order, according to records. So Ritter's staff may be in a little bit of hot water. 2006 change cost Colorado $60 million. In the last year of Governor Bill Owens' term, his administration enacted a rule exempting businesses from paying sales tax on most computer software, a departure from tax policy that, check this out, so far has cost this state $60 million in revenue. So there's another example of a giveaway to corporations in our tax code. Couple last few stories here. Poll Denver, according to a new poll, a Harris poll, is tied for second place after New York among America's most popular cities to live in. I don't know why New York is number one. That, you just got to be crazy to think that New York is the best place to live. Portfolio.com reports that Denver has been hit a little less hard on job losses than most other cities. And I love this story, and we're going to be talking about it later on in the broadcast after we talk to Max Brooks. The New York Times reports, and Susan Green in the Denver Post also reports, on this story in Westward, the alternative weekly here in Denver, which is looking for a medical marijuana critic. That's right. Westward is looking to hire a medical marijuana critic, somebody to write about and review the different medical marijuana dispensaries. And after we talk to Max Brooks in the next segment, we're going to open it up and get, if you want to apply for that job, we want to do some job interviews here on AM 760 to see what you think, why you think you may be qualified to be a reviewer of medical marijuana dispensaries. You get to go around and review medical marijuana dispensaries. That's your news update.
You stay classy, San Diego.
717 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, after the break, as promised, we're going to have Max Brooks, the son of Mel Brooks, famous in his own right as the New York Times bestselling author of World War Z and the Zombie Survival Guide. Zombieland is in the movie theaters now. Americans' obsession with zombies, Night of the Living Dead. What is that all about? We're going to talk to Max Brooks about that. I hope if you haven't read World War Z, it's a fantastic, fantastic book. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is starting to get kind of busy for us, seeing volumes increase on the highways. No accidents, though, out there. We do have a few crashes on the surface streets, Mississippi Chambers, Rollover, MLK, and Niagara, and finally one Peoria near 47th Avenue. Also, westbound 76 shut down 9 miles west of Sterling due to emergency culvert work. Local detours in place. The forecast, clouds in the morning should clear for sunny skies, but still cool. A high near 59 degrees, currently 45 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you...
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaris.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half off the Curse of Slaughterhouse Gulch and Haunted Mansion Haunted Houses. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
720 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Nice day here on the Front Range. On the line with us now, Max Brooks, the author of World War Z, also the author of The Zombie Survival Guide. Max, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I'm a big fan. I'm a real big fan. Actually, you and I share a book editor. Luke Dempsey is my book editor, yes.
Really?
Yeah, so we share a book editor. when Luke told me that we shared a book editor, I was very, very excited because I was telling him about this great book that I was reading on my vacation, World War Z. And he said, oh, that's I've edited that book, or I worked on that book with Max Brooks. So I'm a huge fan. And the first question I want to ask you about World War Z, and let me just give the audience a little bit of a background on World War Z. World War Z, without giving away the whole story, it's called The Oral History of the Zombie War, and it's a science fiction book that looks back on a war of the alive versus the undead, and the undead basically become undead. It's a disease. It's like a kind of an allegory, I think, about a lot of different things. But being a zombie is from a disease, so it's an allegory about how the world might deal with a real plague. And we were talking earlier about swine flu. My first question to you is the disease. If I remember correctly, it starts in China. Why did you pick China as the place where this disease begins?
Well, you know, I needed a country that had a very tightly packed population so the disease could spread quickly. But at the same time, I also needed a country that had strict controls over its media. So it couldn't start in the United States or Europe or Japan or even India. So China was the perfect place because it had the way it had dealt with SARS.
Mm-hmm.
They had tried to cover up SARS until it suddenly showed up in North America. So that was the genesis of choosing China.
And what's really fantastic about the book is that as much as you're dealing with zombies, that people think of zombies and they think of, you know, horror movies. What's really great about World War Z is that it's got this sort of fantastical zombie idea, but put into a very real situation in terms of, you know, the world's ability to respond to crisis. I mean, I wonder, what do you think the zombie represents? Why are Americans so obsessed with the zombie idea in horror movies? I mean, you know, Zombieland is now the number one movie over the weekend. What is the American obsession with zombies?
I think the obsession is that zombies are an apocalyptic threat, and we're living, I don't want to say in apocalyptic times, but certainly in times of apocalyptic anxiety. People are very worried about all these crises that consistently bombard us, and I think we need a vessel in which to coalesce those anxieties. As I've been quoted before, saying, you can't shoot the financial meltdown in the head. but you can do that with a zombie. I think it's a way for us to explore massive disasters with it being safe.
How did you research the book World War Z? I mean, what's so cool about it is that you're really talking about, you know, for instance, how the Israeli government might respond to this, how the American government responds to it. I mean, what kind of research went into, because it is a fantasy sort of science fiction book, but the architecture around the zombie outbreak is actually, you know, quite real, or at least rooted in the kinds of public infrastructure different countries have. What did you do to research the book?
Well, I'm a history nerd before I'm a sci-fi nerd, and I just reached back into human history and pulled out these stories, and everything in World War Z has already happened. Just take out the zombies. You use the example of Israel. That's the story of Israel is taken from a real interview with an Israeli intelligence official who said after the Yom Kippur War how they had to completely revamp the way they do business and how they look at a crisis. And he was comparing it to our screw-up in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it was taken from. So it's actually already happened.
Now, there's a fundamental, I think, optimism in World War Z. And on the line with us again is Max Brooks. He's the author of World War Z and also of the Zombie Survival Guide. There's a fundamental optimism in World War Z, speaking of Israel. Israel is one of the countries that in reacting to this outbreak, it reacts without regard to race and without regard to religion or ethnicity, in the sense that it takes people in who have a claim to Israeli or even Palestinian citizenship. And there's a lot of examples of this where, sort of in the middle of a crisis, all of the things that plague society, or many of the things that plague society, like racism, melt away. Is that a realistic vision? I mean, you decided at some point to impart an optimistic vision of that's what would happen in a world under crisis. How'd you come to that decision when you wrote this book?
You know, I think it's a very it's a very American attitude. I think that had I been born in another country, I would not have had such an optimistic view. But I think as Americans, we expect a happy ending and we demand it. And I think that's where it came from. I think if I had written a book 10 years ago about America electing a black president, the rest of the world would have laughed at me, and most Americans would have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we're very unique in that we have the ability to get beyond our own history and look to the future and do what's right. And I think that is what makes America so special.
Now, the zombie phenomenon, again, it's the Zombie Land is the big movie of the weekend. Do you think that this obsession and this interest in zombies is going to continue? And I know that there has been negotiations over making World War Z into a movie. I mean, is this a genre that's here to stay?
No, I don't think it is. I think it ebbs and it flows. I think zombies become very popular in a time of crisis. But if you remember during the Clinton era, when the economy was booming and we were at peace, nobody wanted to hear about zombies. And I think if Barack Obama succeeds and gets America back on track, then zombies will eventually lose their bite, so to speak.
I got to ask you one last question. When you said you were a history buff before you were a sci-fi guy, how did you decide to? I mean, how did you get into the zombie genre? I mean, you were obvious. You were at some point you were not in the zombie genre, and now you are. What was the entry point?
You know, I've always been scared of zombies, and I figured I could either just leave it as a childhood fear, or I could explore it. And that's what I did when I first wrote Zombie Survival Guide, and then World War Z, and now my new book, Recorded Attacks. It's really something that continues to fascinate me.
Well, you are a great writer. The book is fantastic, and I will definitely check out the new one, which is Recorded Attacks. I probably should have said that at the beginning, my bad. But again, Max Brooks, he's the author of The Zombie Survival Guide, World War Z, and the new book, The Recorded Attacks. And he has really led the way on, repopularizing the concept of zombies. Max, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That was Max Brooks. Strongly suggest his book, World War Z, in particular. It freaked me out, man. I mean, it really freaked me out when I read it. It's a great book, and I'm psyched to go see Zombieland. Are you going to go see Zombieland?
Yeah, you know, I've always liked zombie movies too, man. Yeah, I will go see that one.
There's something.
I'm not a big movie guy.
There's something about zombies, as he said. It's I think a symbol of an apocalyptic feeling. After the break,
what's your favorite zombie movie of all time?
My favorite zombie movie of all time. Oh, that's tough.
I gotta go with the original Dawn of the Dead or Day of the Dead.
You know, I've seen pieces of 28 Days Later.
Yeah, that is creepy.
That
man.
Is a crazy, crazy,
yes,
creepy,
it is creepy,
freaky movie.
Sure is.
I actually, as much as I like World War Z, I don't like thinking about zombies. It freaks me out.
Wouldn't it, man, if like all of a sudden, you know, dead people came and just started taking over the earth?
Yeah. Well, what's weird about, as I said, what's weird about World War Z is it's a metaphor for if there was a really serious virulent disease outbreak,
mm-hmm.
what the country would do and what the world would do. It's,
man, it is creepy.
It is. He's got a great scene, by the way. I won't give away anything, but he's got a great scene where a bunch of celebrities hole up in a compound, and reality TV broadcast them in the compound hiding from the zombies. It's sort of this super commentary on our voyeuristic culture. And then what ends up happening is that, without giving it away, people say, wait a minute, why are we watching them in the compound? Let's go try to get in the compound and be safe with them as well. It's pretty funny. It's pretty crazy. World War Z by Max Brooks. All right, after the break, we're going to talk about job applications for Westward's position as the Colorado pot reporter. Now, if you want to, I'm going to conduct some interviews here. Why do you think you should be the Westward Colorado pot reporter? If you want to apply for the job, we here at AM 760 want to help Westward with its job applications. So if you want to tell us why you think you may be a good candidate to be the lead Colorado pot reporter, what makes you particularly expert?
If it wasn't Zip Your Lip Tuesday, Dave, I might take a stab at this one.
We're gonna do Turk is going to interview for the job after the break, but we'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. Give us a call if you want to apply. Or if you have applied, yes. If you have applied to be Colorado's lead reporter on marijuana and medical marijuana dispensaries. If you want to apply, we're going to do job applications here in the next segment, 303-713-7600. And why do you think you should be Colorado's top specialist on pot?
And we know Michael Roberts and some people over the Westward pretty well, so we'll pass along.
We will absolutely pass on your credentials and your resumes and the highest qualified candidates. 303-713-7600. This is your chance to be employed and smoke weed at the same time. That will be your job, to smoke weed. 303-713-7600 after a traffic update with John Turk, whose job interview we're getting first after the break.
You got it. Dave, we're going to roll over crash southbound I-25 before the Johnstown exit, messing things up around Loveland. It's basically some stop-and-go conditions up there. Also, northbounders slowing down to take a look. Westbound 76 shut down, 9 miles west of Sterling. Got emergency road work going on. They do have detours set up for you, though. Also, heavy westbound Turnpike, Table Mesa up to Baseline. Eastbounders, Federal to 25. The trip on 25 southbound going to be heavy for you in Thornton and Northland. Again, near downtown after 48th Avenue. Also busy in both directions of 225 beginning at Parker Road. Rollover crash in the cleanup phase, MLK and Niagara. Also a crash at Mississippi and Chambers. The forecast today, partly cloudy in the AM, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sick happens. Next Care Urgent Care is the only urgent care in Colorado with conclusive H1N1 testing. Next Care is offering $25 flu shots. Ensure that you and your family are protected this flu season. All major insurance accepted. Walk-ins welcome. Call 1-800-NEXT-CARE or visit nextcare.com for information.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
For Trail, we just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvette or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at denvercorvette.com and corvettedenver.com or purefoychevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to geico.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit Incredible Smiles.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now for a confidential risk-free trial. 1-800-476-8356. 1-800-476-8356. See a difference in your marriage in 30 days. 1-800-476-8356. 1-800-476-8356.
Before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could
739 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Applications to be the lead reporter and reviewer of different strains of marijuana in Colorado are being accepted now by Westward. That's right. Westward is trying to hire a lead reviewer of medical marijuana dispensaries. Your job would be to review the dispensaries, to review different strains of marijuana being sold at the dispensaries, to look at the way the dispensaries make people comfortable and how they operate, the efficiency of their operations. And so we wanted to take a moment. We know the folks at Westward. We want to help them out a little bit and take applications here, do some initial job interviews for them. A lot of folks looking for work out there. This seems to me to be about the one of the greatest jobs ever. I mean, I don't care if it's a recession or not. To have it be your job to go around and sample different medical marijuana products would seem to me to be a really fantastic job. So we wanted to help Westward along and take your applications and conduct, you know, kind of an initial job interview. John Turk is I know, interested in this job. I mean, we hope he doesn't leave the show here. Turk, what do you think would qualify you to do this job?
Well, I just hope I'm not overqualified, Dave. what qualifications I have? I've lived in Colorado my entire life.
Okay, so you know the state.
Back in high school in the college days, I probably took a few samples of the Colorado varieties.
Okay, local. So you have some local.
I got some local flavor. Okay. I did take a few journalism classes and newspaper writing courses when I was in college down at Fort Lewis.
Okay,
so
all right.
I can do radio as well as write for print media too.
There you go. So you could be.
I think that's an important one. I think you have to be kind of a good writer too to get the Westward gig. So
definitely,
you got to be able to spell.
Definitely. Now it sounds like you have sampled the local commodity, but
right.
maybe not what we might call an expertise in different kinds of local commodities.
A connoisseur. Yeah, of sorts.
So Turk is saying that he is a connoisseur. Let's take some calls here. 303-713-7600. What makes you best qualified to be the Colorado's leading pot specialist for Westward Magazine? 303-713-7600. David and Bertha. David, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I would like to nominate somebody.
Okay.
And I hope that's okay.
Absolutely.
This person doesn't know I'm doing this. Seems to me there's two ways you can go here. You can go with Sean Penn when he was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can go with someone who really understands the real legal meaning of medical marijuana. Yeah.
So the question is whether it would be better to have somebody who's heavily experienced, as Turk would call it, a connoisseur, or somebody who is more focused on the legal aspects of what's allowed and what isn't.
Yes, exactly. And you know, I mean, I guess you could get the world's funniest stoner to do this, but the person I would look to nominate is named Jason Love. And Jason is a genius. Jason is a well-known animator and a professor. And Jason was severely injured and crippled by an errant snowboarder about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And he has learned to control his pain level, which is considerable using medical marijuana versus Oxycontin and opiates and all of this. Now, some of your listeners may know a little bit about this fella because his home in Boulder was raided by the Boulder police, and 3 pounds of medical-grade marijuana were confiscated from him. He is the first person to actually win a lawsuit. He was exonerated, found innocent of all charges of possession of marijuana, and demanded that his medical marijuana be returned to him. Boulder sheriffs cannot find the 3 pounds of marijuana they
took. Well, I like your style, man. I mean, I like the suggestion. Somebody who not only uses marijuana, but has used it in the way that medical marijuana dispensaries are meant to be patronized. So that's a great idea. And so do me a favor. Email us his contact information. And okay. Folks, if you want to submit your applications. And your suggestions, you can always instant message us and email us at www.am760.net at the J. Marvin page. Hey, David, thanks for the call. John in Denver. John, you're on AM760. Why do you want to be Colorado's top pot specialist?
Well, I have a similar story to Mr. Turk there. You know, I'm a local person. I went to school here, have a similar education background. I'm actually clean and sober, and so if I have to sample and review everything, I don't think that would quite fly with my current employer, so perhaps that disqualifies me.
Yeah, but this would be an employment situation. You would change jobs.
I understand. Actually, I kind of like my current career choice. I was wondering if I could do this job on the side.
On the side. Well, you might have an employment conflict, that's for sure. You might have a definite employment conflict, which, of course, speaks to the bigger idea that, when we talk about marijuana, even in medical marijuana, you know, it's still in such a legal gray area that it's hard for it to be, a lot of employers are not comfortable with the idea of employees partaking in marijuana. Well, check it out at westward.com.
With your last caller, I fully agree with the medical usage, and if people want to narrowly define it as that, and if that's all it ever is, great, I'm fine with that. But I'm also pro decriminalization completely because I don't really see it as a problem. It seems like sort of a boogeyman, you know, the whole right-wing sort of argument of it's a gateway drug. I try to look for objective death statistics from marijuana, and I don't think that the numbers are significant. I don't even know if there's truly any documented cases of somebody dying directly from marijuana.
No, actually, I was just reading Mason Tvert's new book, which is called Marijuana is Safer, and they actually talk about this, about how there are, if not none, then almost none. I mean, really almost none, like maybe one.
Yeah.
And it's because the dosage of THC necessary to actually kill somebody is so high that it's basically unattainable. It's not attainable. Get that through consumption of marijuana.
And so then if you look at it from a return on investment, like how much money is spent fighting this non-issue and what are we getting back in return for this investment of law enforcement, the judicial system prosecuting, people being jailed for this? It's a complete waste of money.
Oh, it's an embarrassing waste of money at a time of massive budget deficits and at a time when we haven't spent enough money to make sure we have enough flu vaccine around. I mean, that's when you just think of it in terms of that. And that's not even counting the amount of money that we lose by not taxing this commodity. Hey, John, thanks for the call. Jeff on I-25. Jeff, you're on AM760.
Hey, boy, after that, I could go off on a real diatribe about the industrial prison complex and how it benefits from this. But instead, I'll just talk about getting this job.
Yeah, man, what makes you most qualified to be the leading public expert and reviewer of marijuana in Colorado?
35 years of experience, card carrying. I do use it for pain. Let's see. I have friends who have been in the dispensary business in a couple of states. As a matter of fact, I just recently wrote for a company in New Mexico. I wrote out a catalog, tested some different varieties and strains, and recommended them, and actually created a catalog for them.
Nice. You sound pretty qualified. Now, I hope you're not partaking. You're on I-25 right now. I hope you're not partaking right now.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, good.
I also consider myself a ganjeunier.
A ganjeunier.
Similar to a sommelier.
Very, very nice. Like a connoisseur.
Yes. And so, I do have a lot of writing experience, and I think that this is a very important thing. I mean, I would take this position very seriously because it's a very serious matter.
I wonder, do you think, you know, I think in this position you'd have to have experience not only partaking in marijuana, but actually working and even writing while you were partaking, right? Because part of this is you can't just smoke a doobie and then, like, sit back. You got to, like, smoke it and then write about the experience at the same time. You need to be able to do that simultaneously. So I'm guessing that a lot of people are going to have to bring in their college experience of, you know, maybe writing papers while they were partaking in marijuana. I mean,
probably, but you know, I definitely, I mean, from the beginning of taking some of the buds, smelling it, writing down what the smells are, you know, what all the nuances are, tasting it, just by itself, and then tasting it. Now, I have an aversion to smoking, so I use the vaporization method.
Oh, okay.
It's cleaner and better for you.
All right. So you've used some of the most advanced techniques in the consumption of marijuana. Jeff, you sound like a good applicant. Well, when you get off the road, shoot us an email with your resume, www.am760.net, and we will forward it on to the good folks at Westward. Thanks for the call, man.
I most certainly shall.
All right, man. Take care. 7:49 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your applications for the best position on the job market in Colorado right now. That's right. Westward is taking applications to be the lead reviewer.
Man, that guy stole my thunder.
The only employed reviewer. It's your job to review medical marijuana dispensaries and their products. Sounds like, to me, one of the best jobs available out there in an already tight job market. Why do you think you should be Colorado's lead pot reviewer? 303-713-7600. We will forward on the best applications in our initial job interviews here to the good folks at Westward. So stick around for more of that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is pretty gnarly in a couple different spots. One due to a crash, a rollover southbound I-25 before the Johnstown exit. So up there, if you're heading between Fort Collins and Denver, you're going to run into a snag. Also, northbounders stopping and looking there. Eastbound C-470 stop and go Platte Canyon to Santa Fe and up almost to Lucent. Also busy there after Quebec heading towards 25. Northbounders on 25 looking pretty good across the Tech Center. Southbounders struggling up in Thornton and North Glen again near downtown after 48th. Also got a crash in Mississippi and Chambers. That's our only surface street crash, and again, our only highway crash, rollover southbound 25 up near the Johnstown exit. Forecast, clouds in the morning clouds in the AM should clear for sunny skies, but still cool. Look for a high near 59 degrees. It's currently 32, which is kind of odd because these reports were showing 45 just about 10 minutes ago, but maybe that's just a wind chill, but it's pretty chilly out there right now. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend an open house at DU on October 27th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Hi, my name's Anita.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I reported software piracy because it's just plain wrong for businesses to copy software illegally. I would report software piracy again, no matter what.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
13, NASDAQ's up 26, and this is pretty broad-based this morning across all sectors, but not all positive market moves are broad-based, and some of them are just specific sectors, and we do have a program called the Exchange-Traded Fund, or ETF, Power Stroke Program, that's designed to try and capture those sectors that are moving the strongest and have the most strength in them, and if anyone would like more information on that, they can give us a call at 303-694-1600. Ask for Jason McBride, and he's the expert on it.
Again, it's 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. Marla, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, David.
You too.
The National Tent Event is on at Larry H. Miller Nissan. And now's your chance to save with markdown prices and 0% OAC financing for 60 months on select 09 models. Exclusively at Larry H. Miller Nissan of Inglewood, Denver's premier Nissan dealer.
You look hot.
Thanks.
No, I mean your face is flushed and you're sweating.
Oh, that's nothing really.
I think you have the flu.
Instead of the flu, get a seasonal flu shot at Walgreens and arm yourself for the ones you love. There's no appointment necessary and it's just $24.99. Walgreens. There's a way to stay well. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. Other vaccines may be available. Call your local pharmacy for time, availability, and details. May be covered by Medicare Part B or your insurance plan.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to GEICO.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my
75 here.
She makes me
on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Westward. Our little alternative weekly making national headlines in the New York Times. Wanted for the Denver newspaper Westward, a marijuana critic. Patty Calhoun, the editor over there, putting out a call for a lead reporter on Colorado's medical marijuana industry. And I'm reading from the story here. Dispensaries promote different strains with distinctive flavors of marijuana. There are, after all, marijuana snobs, just as there are wine and coffee snobs, and some mix their wares into foods like hummus, pesto, and chocolate. So there's going to be, Westward is looking for a critique of the cannabis. Why do you think you should be the person to get this, perhaps the best job, or at least the best job opening in Colorado? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Richard in Denver. Richard, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hi, Richard.
Hi. I think I should be the one. I've got experience since the summer of love, 1967, in this area. So it makes me 60 years old. I've been working in construction all my life, and my hands and my shoulders are so badly arthritic that actually 2 weeks ago, my own doctor wrote me a note saying that I may benefit from medical marijuana. And I have had, like I say, over 40 years experience.
So you've got the prescription to be partaking under the medical marijuana program.
Exactly. Yeah, I just need to go to one of the clinics, is what he recommended, to see one of their doctors. I called several of them. And the one that I probably am going to go to, they said to go ahead and bring in my prescription or note. And I also have medical records. I've had surgeries on my hands. So I have one hand, actually, that I can use. And at this age, I'm not going to be able to do what I do very much longer physically. So this would be right up my alley.
Sounds like a good job opening. The question, again, I think one of the key components here is, have you ever written while under the influence of marijuana?
Well, actually, I've written letters to my folks and to my family and friends.
There you go.
Like that.
All right.
So, I'm quite good at writing. And
all right, well, shoot us an email at www.am760 with your resume, and we'll fire it over to Westward.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. All right, Steve in Denver. Steve, you're the last application. Why do you think you should be Colorado's lead pot reviewer?
Well,
I think I would maybe try to widen the scope of the job and also critique healthy munchies for everybody smoking marijuana.
Oh, very, you're right. You know, I forgot about that. You're right. Somebody needs to not only be an expert in marijuana, but an expert in munchy food, right? Like,
well,
the food that people should eat after they consume marijuana.
Well, I think that there'd be too many people talking about it, you know, expanding waistlines with, you know, being associated with smoking marijuana. So we want to try to, you know, put a lid on that.
Yeah, man. You know, you brought a good qualification into the discussion. Shoot us your, shoot us your resume, and we will check it out. All right, so we're going to send over those applications to Westward. After the break, we'll do News of the Weird. Air pollution may trigger appendicitis. That and more.
AM 760.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Greetings offer for thicker, fuller, stronger, longer hair. It's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation Cell Therapy has friends telling friends it's that good.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Not everyone wants an H1N1 flu shot, but sometimes it can seem that way.
The calls coming in have been unbelievable.
Gloria Bruckner manages a pediatrics practice in Pomona, New York, where patients are anxious to find out when they'll be able to bring the children in for shots.
Sometimes they do get upset. Sometimes they're very understanding. We do the best that we can. We can't tell them anything that we don't know.
And the vaccine should be in doctors' offices within the next 10 days, but some doctors say they just don't have the staff to handle the demand. Some are hiring extra nurses to give out shots. The World Health Organization says it's seen only 4 minor reactions to the flu vaccine in China, where 39,000 people have received it so far. Could you use an extra $105? A government report estimates that's how much an average household that heats with natural gas will save this winter. Analyst Chris Edmonds credits the law of supply and demand.
We have been very busy drilling new natural gas wells, and so we've increased the supply dramatically. And at the same time, demand's come down, especially from industrial users.
Households that heat with propane can also expect sharply lower bills. Oil heat and electricity should be a little lower. A usually bullish retail industry trade group predicts that sales for the crucial November-December holiday season will be down 1%. Wells Fargo economist Mark Vitner says a lot of consumers are in no mood to play Santa Claus.
Many of the folks that are working, they've had to endure furloughs. Maybe their 401k matches haven't been made. And so many of those folks are either poor or feeling poor, and they're likely to try to cut back as much as possible.
The Wall Street Journal says the White House pay czar could order salary cuts for executives at banks that received government help. Instead, they get stock they couldn't touch for a number of years. Banking consultant Bert Ely sees a problem with that.
I think that it is an extremely questionable proposition. It's probably going to hurt these companies both in terms of attracting the new talent that they need to get themselves turned around, as well as retaining the existing talent.
In Washington, the Supreme Court is about to hear a case of free speech rights and animal rights.
Are videos showing kittens being intentionally burned free speech? Not to Humane Society President Wayne Pacelli.
This is a video designed to promote criminal behavior.
Lucy Dalglish represents major media organizations that argue a federal ban on these videos goes too far.
It would ban ordinary news media depictions of illegal hunting.
Barry Bagnotto, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas, Swiss officials have rejected a motion to release filmmaker Roman Polanski while he awaits extradition to California in a decades-old rape case involving a 13-year-old girl. CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen.
This guy is clearly a flight risk. That's why we're in the situation we're in. The good news for American officials, in addition to the fact that he's not going to be loose, is that it's likely to speed up the extradition case that has to happen before he would be brought back to the States.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 120 points in early Wall Street trading. This is CBS News.
What's your eureka moment?
I read online that we have more than 100 years of natural gas right here in the States, and supplies growing. Solving our immediate and future energy needs right here, right now, I'd say yeah. That's my eureka moment. Apparently hers too.
America's new natural gas. Cleaner, smarter energy. Discover more at newnaturalgas.org. Sponsored by America's Natural Gas Alliance.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2.05% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited-time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
The Law Office of Mike Turner, working on behalf of people wronged by corporations and insurance companies.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama is meeting with advisors today on his strategy in Afghanistan. The U.S. commanding general is calling for thousands of additional troops to fight a surge in attacks by insurgents. The bodies of 8 Fort Carson soldiers are returning home this morning after the deadliest day of fighting for the Army post since the Vietnam War. The 8 were killed in heavy fighting Saturday near the Pakistan border. Tom Roeder is with the Colorado Springs Gazette.
Everyone in your neighborhood, in your church, even within your own family, knows somebody who is connected to the post and to the deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan.
278 military personnel based in Colorado Springs have now been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. In sports, the Rockies open the National League's Divisional Series tomorrow in Philadelphia, and the Denver Nuggets are on quite a road trip. They're in Taiwan for an exhibition game against the Indiana Pacers. The game is part of the NBA strategy to grow its brand globally. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where they just moved an accident, westbound I-70, right around 270 off to the right shoulder, but you're still going to see some delays as you're getting off 2 1/4 and making your way westbound. Through that stretch, traveling east, not as slow, but you could tap your brakes as people are checking it out. Outside the metro area, we've got a rollover accident. This is southbound I-25, right around that Johnstown exit, so you could be running into some heavy traffic as you're coming in from Fort Collins and Loveland. Also outside the metro, westbound 76. Remains shut down. It's right around Sterling, that due to some emergency construction work. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of right around 59 degrees. Currently a little bit breezy and 36. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Yeah. Top pot reporter. That's right. Your beat would be pot. That's a great gig. Let's do a little news of the weird. A lot of news of the weird out there. this one. The first century B.C. was one of the most culturally rich in the history of the Roman Empire. Now a group of historians has used caches of buried coins to provide an answer to the question of how many people actually lived in ancient Rome. That's right, we know very little about the basic facts of ancient Rome. And during the this period of Rome, scientists are coming up with an estimate right now of the total population of ancient Rome. And there's a big debate about it, and it's coming out in the new Journal of the National Academy of Sciences. And they're guessing it was about 4 to 5 million males in ancient Rome. They're having trouble figuring out how many females, and those numbers don't jibe with the official censuses organized by ancient Rome. So as much as we know about ancient Rome, we don't know very much. Reuters reports, forget all the pizza and donuts. The British government wants fans of The Simpsons to ditch junk food and eat more healthily. The Department of Health is spending $1 million to sponsor episodes of the long-running U.S. cartoon The Simpsons as part of its Change for Life campaign. That's right, Homer Simpson in Britain, the face of eating healthily. Somebody ought to get a note to our friends over the pond and let them know that Homer Simpson is not exactly the face of healthy eating. For the first time, scientists have pinpointed a chemical switch that can reverse the biological clock by making human muscles younger and stronger as time passes. Our muscles lose their ability to regenerate. This not only occurs in the muscles of our arms, legs, and torso, but also in the internal ones, such as our hearts. However, all this can now be overturned, says Science Daily, thanks to the breakthrough, which implies a drug that rejuvenates old muscles and prevents young muscles from aging can be created. And in our final story from the weird world, a new study in the Canadian Medical Association Journal suggests that air pollution may actually trigger appendicitis in adults. The study conducted by researchers at the University of Calgary, University of Toronto, and Health Canada looked at 5,100 adults admitted to the hospital in Calgary. 52% of admissions occurred between April and September, the warmest month of the year in Canada, during which people are most likely to be outside. So air pollution and appendicitis. That's your news of the weird. The Supreme Court case, this caught my eye this morning, and I want to discuss it with you. This is a really, really crazy case. We've been talking a lot on the show about the First Amendment, freedom of speech. What is protected, what's not protected, what should be protected, what should not be protected. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago in light of Newsmax, the leading conservative website, publishing an article floating the possibility of a military coup against President Obama. Earlier than that, some people have said that bringing guns, assault weapons, or semi-automatic weapons to presidential speeches is a form that should be of speech that should be protected. Now, that's political speech. What about other kinds of speech? The Supreme Court is set today to hear a case brought by the Obama administration that is asking the high court to carve out a new exception to the First Amendment dealing with animal cruelty. At issue in U.S. versus Stevens is whether Congress overstepped its authority when it passed a law in 1999 barring the creation, sale, or possession of any depiction of animal cruelty with the intent to distribute and sell it. The law was aimed at blocking a small but growing market, which is really sick, in underground sexual fetish videos that involve dominatrix women who step on and kill small animals. By one estimate in 1999, these so-called crush videos represented a $1 million market. I mean, that is really sick. I mean, you got huge, huge problems. A, if you're obviously in one of these videos, and B, if you buy one of these videos and you enjoy it. I mean, you're a real sick problem if you enjoy that. Now, rather than focusing exclusively on the crush videos, Congress wrote a statute criminalizing a wider swath of conduct involving animal cruelty. Free speech advocates are now warning of the dangers of roping off an entire section of images and ideas from the public discourse. There's a value to protecting unpopular, dangerous, even repulsive speech in the marketplace of ideas, they argue. Would someone seeking to sell a Spanish bullfight video in the U.S. be subject to a fine and prison term, they ask? Animal rights activists counter that the government has a compelling interest in preventing the inhumane treatment of animals. They stress that videos depicting such mistreatment are obscene and have no social value. The court last decided a category of speech to be unprotected by the First Amendment in 1982. Child pornography, they said, did not deserve constitutional protection. Other forms of speech declared unprotected include fighting words in 1942, threats in 1969, speech inciting illegal activity in 1969, and obscenity in 1973. In addition, of course, there's no right to make a libelous statement, a deliberately untrue statement designed to slander somebody. So where do you come down on this? Are you a First Amendment civil libertarian who says, hey, we got to err on the side of protecting almost any kind of speech, including videos that show cruelty to animals, crushing small animals, burning small animals. One case involves selling videos of dog fighting. Where do you come down? Do you think this is a, if the court illegalizes this, that it's that old slippery slope where we're starting to limit speech and we could see more and more of this? Or do you think this is well within the court's right and well within communities' rights, well within Congress's rights, to outlaw this kind of thing? I mean, my take is, you know, I like to err on the side of the First Amendment. I think that the marketplace is served better when there's more speech and when there's less restriction on speech. However, there are victims of free speech in some cases. You know, when somebody calls for a coup against the U.S. government, calling for something that's fundamentally illegal is not protected. That is not protected speech. When somebody screams a curse word or likens President Obama to Adolf Hitler, you know, I may not like that, but that's certainly protected. When somebody victimizes an animal or a child in a child pornography video, you know, you're not victimizing an institution. You're actually hurting something that's alive, a being, an organism. And so in this case, you know, I think the Obama administration is right. I think this shouldn't be protected by free speech. And I say that as somebody who's in the media, who's obviously right now, as I speak, every word that comes out of my mouth is protected, well, as long as I don't violate the established rules, but my right to speak out, your right to speak out is protected by the First Amendment. Where do we draw the line? And, you know, this has come up in the General McChrystal debate as well. Does General McChrystal have a First Amendment right to speak his mind, to violate the chain of command effectively, and speak his mind, and try to pressure his own boss? Does he have a right to do that? I think he probably does have a right to do that. I mean, he might also face consequences. You know, he might also get fired. And I'm guessing the President of the United States has the right to do that, to fire him. But he's got a right to speak out. In this case before the Supreme Court, the question is whether somebody has a right to engage in cruelty to animals and have that be protected as free speech. And it's a good question. You know, civil libertarians say, well, you know, if you pass this law, you're going to ban videos of Spanish bullfighting, for instance. Right? When you pass a law like this, where is the actual line? What about videos of somebody hunting? you know, tracking an animal that they've shot and wounded. Is that, would that be protected or would that be not protected? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. I'm on the side of, I'm a big animal guy. I'm on the side of, no, this should not be protected speech. Filming a dog fight, filming burning a kitten or crush, one of these crush videos, you know, that should not be protected speech. Much less, it shouldn't even be protected activity. I mean, somebody crushing an animal, a small animal, in a sexual fetish video, I mean, that is sick and wrong. And the activity itself shouldn't be allowed, much less the dissemination of videos showing the activity. What do you think? 303-713-7600. This is, you know, on law and order issues like this and cruelty to animal issues, I think I might call myself a little bit conservative. You know, we talked about Roman Polanski a couple days ago, and I'm a lock the door, throw away the key kind of guy on that. You know, hurting a child. You know, hurting an animal. I got no tolerance for it. I got none. I'm definitely like a law and order guy on that. I'm not your sort of standard liberal on those issues. Where do you come down, Turk?
Me on those issues, I'm with you. I don't think I don't think these kind of things need to be for sale or even shown. I think I carry the same sentiments you do. I don't think this kind of speech should be protected. You know, I mean, who wants to watch that kind of stuff? I mean, what is it saying about the people that would watch that kind of
the
stuff?
The problem is once you start getting into value judgments, right?
Yeah, that's the problem with the First Amendment, man. I mean,
no, because somebody could say to you, hey, why do you watch this?
Yeah, why do you watch porn? You know, it'd be like, why do you watch porn?
Yeah, and
I'm not saying I watch porn, but, you know, that could be, you know, to a lot of people, that's disgusting behavior.
Right. So when you start drawing lines like this, That's where you get into it's a problem.
Definitely gray area.
I think the key, I really do, I think the key is cruelty to somebody in the speech. Right?
Well, there's a victim.
There is like a clear victim in child pornography. There is a clear victim in animal cruelty videos.
Like those Faces of Death videos that are out there that you can rent, you know? At video stores. It's just ridiculous.
The only question with this one is, it's the definition of what cruelty is. Is hunting an animal cruel? Is, you know, where do you draw the line on what's actually cruel?
A lot of people would say hunting an animal is cruel.
We treat animals, you know, in some ways we treat them really well, but, you know, what about what we do to animals in laboratories?
Yeah.
You know,
go look at a feedlot sometime, man, if you want to be really
right,
disgusting.
That's pretty cruel. So, yeah. I guess that's ultimately the question here is where do you draw the line on cruelty? I mean, clearly, child pornography, everything about what's going on there is cruel to the child. You know, cruelty to an animal, we've got a weird definition of that in our, you know, in our country.
Dog fighting, which is, you know, what some of these videos is dealing with, is totally, you know, I mean...
Right, we're like a dog loving.
You know, we think as a crime that has a victim in it.
Absolutely,
but a lot of people say it's a victimless crime,
and
they're just dogs.
We're a country that like loves dogs, but does laboratory tests on dogs. I mean, we got a weird definition of animal cruelty. I wonder where everybody comes down. 303-713-7600. We'll get into the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, let's go ahead and start on southbound I-25. Jams up near Loveland due to a rollover accident near the Johnstown exit. Going to start hitting the jams at Highway 34. Also really heavy stop and go from 120th down to 84th. And again from 58th past Spear. More jams going through the narrows there from Alameda up to University. Northbounders looking pretty decent right now, except for the bridges area, Downing Street up to 6th Avenue. Crash northbound 225 at Isla. That's just coming down the pike. Seeing delays back to Parker Road already. Also a car versus bike accident at Spear and Colfax. Forecast, partly cloudy in the AM, becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Right now we're at 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
And everything local, every which way in...
Have you missed the mortgage payment or are you about to? You have options. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers, a Coldwell banker. Jeff says people get foreclosed because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
I'd been thinking about joining Sam's Club, but with eValues, it was time to stop thinking and start saving.
Kim Holt on new eValues. Discounts loaded right onto your Sam's. No coupons to clip.
No risk. I get at least $200 in offers in a year or my money back.
That's on top of Sam's low prices on everyday essentials and extraordinary finds.
I'll save with eValues. I guarantee it.
So do we, Kim. Go to Sam's Club or samsclub.com and plus your members-only savings today. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Comcast is giving you the Haunted House hookup.
Price certificate for the 25th hour.
And curse of the slaughterhouse ghoul.
Now you can get scared for half price.
Normally $32. Now just $16.
The 25th hour. Curse of the slaughterhouse ghoul.
Frightful.
Click on the bargain watch logo at am760.net.
Should the Supreme Court ban, or at least uphold a law that bans, videos that show cruelty to animals? And we're not talking about depictions of cruelty to animals, right? We're not talking about Hollywood depictions of it, where the animal is actually not victimized. But actual video of an actual animal being killed. Or dogfighting, or tortured. Should the Supreme Court protect that as free speech under the First Amendment, overturn this law, this 1999 law, or should it uphold the law? I'm for upholding the law. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Andy in Denver. Andy, you're on AM760.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Did you open the dojo? I didn't hear the gong.
Oh yeah, let's gong it in. Sorry, good point. Well, actually, let's open it with the long one, John, because it is the opening of the dojo this morning. Hold on 1 second. Here we go.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei.
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei.
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei.
Okay, so the AM760 Progressive Dojo is now open. Andy, thanks for reminding me to do that. All right, where do you come down? What do you think? Free speech? Should cruelty to animals, videos showing cruelty to animals, be protected as free speech?
No, but I would have my concerns about the way the law... So you say it's already a law that this can't happen, correct?
That's right. It's a law passed in 1999. It's been challenged in court. It's been overturned by a lower court. That's been appealed. Now it's up at the Supreme Court, and they have to decide ultimately whether the law stands or not.
Okay. My concern, well, obviously, I think people stepping on animals and being cruel to animals is disgusting. I'm not a hunter or anything like that. My problem comes down the line where I'm a gamer, and this might sound silly, but where do we draw the line in the future? Like, for games like, you know, Big Buck Hunter or Call of Duty, you kill animals in it. Is there any way in the future someone could turn that around and say, hey, well, that's a fetish right there? And
yeah, you know, I think that the court, I think that this case draws a distinction between showing depictions of it, right? I mean, a video game is a glorified piece of artwork, right? I mean, it's depictions. And I think that this case draws a distinction between videos that show something with special effects or with artwork, and in the case of a video game, and videos that actually do this, right? I mean,
where are these videos made that the people who make the videos aren't arrested for, you know, cruelty to animals?
Well, that's a good question. And you know, different states have different laws about what's legal and what's not legal. I mean, I believe there's some states where, you know, you're allowed some form of dog fighting, for instance. You know, this is a federal law. And so the federal law is, you know, obviously the national law. And you're asking a very good question. I mean, you know, if an act is illegal, you can't then claim that speech, you know, promoting the act or showing the act is legal either.
Right. And what I got to think is that with child pornography and stuff like that, they seem to try to cut it off at the source. You know, I mean, the people who, like, say download illegal movies or illegal games from the internet, or the people who download child pornography, usually aren't the ones that the feds are going after. They're going after the source. And so I think as long as it sticks to the, you know, people going after the source of these, you know, perverted weirdos, that's the way to go. I don't think...
Yeah, but that's not exactly true. I mean, you're hearing about child porn, people who have child porn on their computer, they get arrested all the time. And
true.
So they're trying to cut off both. I mean, I agree with you that obviously the big problem is the disseminator. And I think you make a good point, you know, like... You're making the slippery slope point, which is a real point. You know, where do you draw the line? There's been a lot of politics around gaming. I mean, I'm a gamer. I play Halo all the time. You know,
Xbox gamer.
Yeah, right. Xbox gamer. Right. I know. Not a PS3. I know.
Yeah, I would be a PS3 gamer, but hey, that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. So I agree with you. Like, it is a slippery slope, and there's been a lot of politics around games. There's been in the past a lot of politics around around movies. I just don't see, and I think you probably agree, I don't see, you know, it's kind of like, in order for speech to be protected, there's got to be a pretty basic rationale that it has any kind of political value, right? That's what the First Amendment really was constructed to do, was to make sure that any of us could stand up and make our political views heard, no matter how weird those political views are. I can't come up with a political message about disseminating videos showing people crushing small animals.
Well, what about, like, snake handlers? Could people go off claiming it's a religious thing? Yeah, I have to crush animals with their boots.
No, that's right. I mean, that's exactly right. And people will bring that up. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, religious stuff. I mean, no. It's a good point. And when you start going down this route and you start thinking about it, you're right. I mean, I will agree with you on this, that whatever comes out of this, you'd hope would be narrow enough and definable enough that it really targets as best as possible the most egregious examples that really have no rationale whatsoever. Andy, thanks for the call. Give us a call again. Brett and Eagle. Brett, you're on AM 760.
Oh, hey, hi, thanks. I agree with what you're saying, but, you know, when you classify it as medical research, it's still animal cruelty.
I know.
And what's the difference between, you know, Michael Vick actually producing a dog fight and somebody owning the video of a dog fight? I mean, where do you draw the line? It's right. It's a gray area. How about better enforcement
of animal cruelty laws?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, I think, you know, but there's the case is made that, look, if you allow the dissemination of material that shows it, and effectively promotes it, then you are creating a bigger market for it, right? So, yes, you're right. The initial problem is cruelty to animals. But when you create you know, an economic market for it through speech, right, through selling of videos, then you're pretty obviously creating an incentive to do more of it, right? If I can hold a dogfight and then I can sell videos of it, and those videos are sell and make me some money, I'm more encouraged to continue doing dogfights.
Exactly.
So I think you're right. I mean, I think if I hear you right, you're making a point that ultimately you have to harmonize what you call animal cruelty, you know, actual animal cruelty, and then your speech laws, right? So if dogfighting is illegal, it should be illegal to disseminate videos of dogfighting. If doing experiments on dogs is legal, and it's cruel and awful, but it's legal, then you should allow people to disseminate video showing that.
Like, I mean, if you're gonna put a dog in a medical lab and shove makeup in his eyeballs just to see if it, you know, causes an effect, and you call it legal and not, you know,
you got it,
cruelty. There's definitely a problem there.
Yeah. You got to call any video of that gets out or that is taken. You got to call that legal. Brett, that's a great point. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, you bet.
8:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Where do you come down on this Supreme Court case being heard today? Congress passed a law earlier saying that it's illegal to effectively disseminate videos and media showing cruelty to animals. Civil libertarians saying that law violates the First Amendment. It was actually, in this case, a dogfighting tape. Lower court overturned the conviction on the grounds that it was protected speech under the First Amendment. The Supreme Court hearing the case this week. Do you think videos showing cruelty to animals should be protected as First Amendment speech? I mean, the Supreme Court has made illegal child pornography. It has allowed local communities to say that certain forms of obscenity are not protected under the First Amendment. Where do you come down on this? The civil libertarians would argue, look, if you illegalize this, you're creating a whole legal gray area. What about a video from the running of the bulls in Spain? Is that a video that shows cruelty to animals? 303-713-7600. Where do you come down? Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Still working this rollover up in the north end near Loveland on southbound I-25. It's right around the Johnstown exit. Also really heavy in a few different spots as you're traveling southbound there in Thornton and North Glen, again near downtown after 48th Avenue. Also jams there from Alameda up to University. That's a little bit unusual. Northbounders going to be sluggish through the bridges, too, from about Washington Street into downtown at 6th Avenue. Another crash in Aurora northbound 225 at Iliff. Small jams back around Parker Road. Southbounders also stopping, taking a look. Car versus bike crash, Spear and Colfax. And other stop-and-go spots, westbound I-70, Chambers to 270. That's due to an earlier crash. Also on southbound 225 there, Parker Road to DTC Parkway. Forecast, clouds in the morning, should clear for sunny skies, but still cool. High only near 59 degrees today, currently 36 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Better Business Bureau invites you to hear Holly Petraeus, wife of General Petraeus, share her stories about business scams aimed at military families at the BBB Torch Awards Luncheon, a once-in-a-lifetime event on October 15th. Go to denver.bbb.org for tickets and information.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble. Forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey kids, there are things you can do to stay safe from the flu. Wash your hands with soap and water long enough to sing the Happy Birthday song twice, or use an alcohol-based hand cleaner. Cough or sneeze into a tissue, or use your elbow or shoulder, not your hands. Stay away from sick people so they don't give you their germs and make you sick. If you don't feel well, tell an adult right away. You might have to stay home for a while so you don't make others sick.
A message from the Colorado Health Department.
...840 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Supreme Court case coming before the court today about animal cruelty. Do you think videos and other media showing cruelty to animals should be protected speech? The Supreme Court considering a case, considering overturning a law, a congressional law, passed in 1999 that said that disseminating videos or other media showing a killing of a small animal or dog, things like dog fighting, should be illegal, not protected speech under the First Amendment. There, Congress at the time was reacting to this thing called a crush video, where a dominatrix crushes with her foot a small animal, and this became a multi-million dollar black market industry, if you can believe it. And Congress passed a law illegalizing that. Now this case comes to the Supreme Court. First Amendment civil libertarians saying, if you illegalize this, you are trampling on the First Amendment. The animal rights community saying, we need to stop this, we need to illegalize this, so as to not encourage cruelty to animals. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. An interesting point by the First Amendment civil libertarians. They're saying, you know, is this going to illegalize, let's say, videos showing the running of the bulls in Spain? Is it going to illegalize videos showing the gruesome tracking of an animal being hunted? 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, is this Mark?
It is.
Okay. We want to be careful what we censor.
some of the worst animal cruelty is on factory farms.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been an advocate of kids being sent to a factory farms on a school field trips as an educational thing to see where their meat is coming from and do you want to be a part of this kind of cruelty?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that would be great for every kid to see that. I mean, you know, it's weird. I have like a on the left right conservative liberal spectrum, you know, I consider myself I probably come down as extremely, extremely liberal to the point of being caricatured as a tree hugging bleeding heart when it comes to animals.
Myself,
you know, like I don't eat meat. I'll just say it now. I mean, I don't eat meat, and my main motivation is not really environment. I mean, you can list all the, you know, it's better for the environment, et cetera, but my main motivation is I don't want to eat something that has to be, that has to be killed. And maybe that's because I have a dog and I don't really understand how we say that a dog should be a domesticated animal that we treat well and a cow we should just, you know, treat like a slave that exists just to be killed and eaten. But then on the other side of the spectrum, you know, at the same time, I consider myself a lock the door and throw away the key kind of person when it comes to animal cruelty. So, I mean, there's consistency there, but it's a sort of a, you know, I'm very to the left on animal rights and very to the right in terms of criminal justice and punishment when it comes to people who treat animals poorly. I mean, I think here's what I think. I think on the case of free speech, I think you've got to say that what is legal in society has to be legal in the speech realm. So if you're going to allow cruelty to animals on factory farms, then you have to allow people who take video of what's going on factory farms. You got to make sure that video is legal, right? I mean, the media, what's really interesting about this is that the media, some media voices have brought up the idea that this would make illegal even media coverage of animal violence. So let's say a journalist, you know, gets a secret, you know, gets a secret camera into a dog fighting situation. Would the journalist then be allowed to air that video on TV? You know, even if it's even if they're just showing it to report on the terrible travesty of cruelty to animals. I mean, there's a real question there. And so you've got a number of journalists saying that they're against allowing this law to stand. I mean, where do you come down on that?
First of all, I eat a little bit of meat, not a lot. I try to eat only organically raised meat, and I've actually visited some of these hog farms and chicken farms and seen that the animals are raised in a humane manner before they are slaughtered. Someday somebody's going to invent a piece of technology that can hear a carrot scream, and then what are vegetarians? What I mean?
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. I think it's,
you know, I do feel bad about eating meat when I do, but I do try to make sure that chicken or that hog.
Yeah, and look, I'm not making a value judgment, right? I mean, I'm not. I mean, everyone's got their, you know, these are not questions that we know the answer to. Like, you know, what's everybody's definition of what's humane and what's not humane and what's, yeah, those kinds of issues, that's up to everybody to decide in their own moral and religious beliefs. And so I'm not making a value judgment here. And I do think, you know, one way to deal with the situation is some people eat meat, but they eat it in the way that you suggested. And I think that's a decent value system. I think the key here is, though, as you point out, what is legal to do to an animal should be legal to videotape. And what is illegal to do to an animal should probably be not protected speech. Hey, thanks for the call. Russ in Littleton. Russ, you're on AM760.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. First I want to give an opinion on it. You know, and I think listening to what you've been talking about in your position, I think it speaks to that we probably need more in the way of laws against, like a national law against cruelty to animals.
Yeah, absolutely.
As opposed to trying to change, you know, free speech laws and that kind of thing. And the other thing I wanted to point out, which is very interesting, is that it seems like the act of wanting to regulate individuals based on ethics is considered like a conservative value or a conservative activity.
Mm-hmm.
And the desire to regulate corporations based on ethical principles seems to be more of a liberal activity. And I just wanted to point out that it seems to me like both sides, conservatives and liberals, want to regulate. The question is, what do they want to regulate?
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a really, really good point. You're right. The conservatives, they're all for a free economic market, but a highly regulated, well, personal market, if you will, but behavioral, personal behavior. The progressives tend to be less for a free economic market, but for a personal market. You're absolutely right, and I think that when it comes to issues like the First Amendment, this issue breaks apart. It does not break along the left-right dichotomy, right? I mean, you've got people who are civil libertarians. Ron Paul is a civil libertarian, and I consider, you know, a lot of progressives civil libertarians. I think on the issue of like this, especially for progressives, right? You've got a situation where progressives desire, I think, in general, to be interested in the protection of animals and the well-being of animals goes right up against progressives' desire to protect the First Amendment. And, you know, I think what's good about this case is that it definitely brings up, and it is a really interesting idea, and it is a really tough thing to talk about. What is cruelty to animals? And how do you decide what is cruelty to animals, right? I mean, again, I bring up the dog idea. We are a country that in some ways treats dogs so well. You know, we treat dogs better in this country than almost any other country in many ways, in terms of how much we care about dogs and dogs as pets. But we also allow rampant laboratory testing on dogs. We have had a history in this country of dog fighting. And what do we say is cruelty to animals and what is not cruelty to animals? When you start really thinking about it, you realize just how subjective that is. And that's what this case really brings up, is where do you draw that line? The person who is at the center of this case was somebody who had held a dog fight in Virginia. And I'll look up whether it was actually legal for him to do that, but the lower court overturned his conviction. And in some places, dogfighting has been part of the culture. Is that cruelty to animals? I mean, I certainly think it is. But that's what this case brings up. Russ, thanks for the call. 850 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get to a couple more of your calls in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after the break. Also, in the 9 a.m. hour, we will be talking to Media Matters for our conservative media update, what's going on in the conservative media. And then at 9:30, a former Goldman Sachs executive turned whistleblower. She's going to be on our show telling us about why and how the big heist of taxpayer dollars continues to go on nearly a year after the crisis first began. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
I told you about this crash northbound 225 at Iliff, causing single-digit speeds now back around the spillway. Also, a new crash in the opposing lane southbound side at Iliff. Jams go all the way back past Alameda and then extend there from after the site at Park Road down to the Tech Center merge. Also got stopped traffic westbound 76 shut down 9 miles west of Sterling due to emergency culvert work. And now this coming down as well. All lanes of Highway US 34 shut down east of Greeley. Got accident investigation going on there. They do have detours set up for you as well. And a new crash in the metro, northbound I-25 at Alameda. Delays back to Downing Street. Other crash at Spear and Colfax. Your forecast today, partly cloudy in the a.m., becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow looks nice, too. A high of 74. Right now, 36 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
Hello, AM 760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor. REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale, with great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear, all backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
And stability plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2.05% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
The National Tent Event is on at Larry H. Miller Nissan, and there's never been a better time to save. Get a brand new 2009 Nissan Altima starting as low as $19,900, or get into a brand new 09 Nissan Versa with prices starting under $10,000. Plus, with financing as low as 0% OAC for 60 months on select models, you're guaranteed to find the deal that's right for you. It's the National Tent Event, exclusively at Larry H. Miller Nissan of Inglewood, Denver's premier Nissan dealer, 5001 South Broadway. Online at LarryMillerNissan.com.
The subject in this Supreme Court case that we're talking about makes a good, makes an interesting point. He says, you know, he's worried that this is going to illegalize documentary filmmakers. Robert Stevens, who included some footage of dogfighting in his documentary, he was not the guy who orchestrated or even took part in the dogfights. He just used it in a video to talk about how bad dogfighting is. So he raises the point that if you allow this law to stand, the Supreme Court is considering upholding or overturning, if you allow it to stand, you're going to legalize journalism that exposes cruelty to animals. And that's a disturbing part of this. That's the one part of this that gets me really nervous, because I think we need more journalism, not less, about cruelty to animals. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Maxine in Louisville. Maxine, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
You know, what's interesting to me is that when you talk about child porn and you talk about abuse of animals, you're talking about a situation where the actors are not legal, responsible adults. You know, a dog is a victim. I don't care if it's two dogs in a dog fight. They're both being manipulated by adults. And it seems to me that when you have a situation where a person who is not, or a being who is not legally responsible for themselves is being controlled or manipulated by somebody who is, and that inherently is morally objectionable.
That's a very good point. But the question is, what about, let's say, the next Michael Moore? Let's say Michael Moore's next movie he wants to do on cruelty to animals. Should he be legally barred if he gets footage of a dogfight to dramatize or make his point? Should he be barred from putting that into his documentary?
Well, my initial response, of course, is no, he shouldn't. The question is, you know, and I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know if there's, you know, how do you structure that legally so that use is an appropriate use?
Mm-hmm.
But then you could also argue, you know, we do the same for child porn, and I would say probably not. I mean, I don't think there should be any legal venue for showing child porn at all. It's just, you know what I mean? It's
even in a documentary about the scourge of child, about
yeah,
child porn. I agree with you.
It's so reprehensible that I just don't think it's
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, the dog fighting example is really important because dog fighting is not legal in a lot of places. So the footage was of something that isn't legal at all. I mean, I disagree that you can illegalize film from factory farming, because factory farming, unfortunately, the cruelty that happens to animals there is legal. But dogfighting is illegal. And so the question is this going to shut down journalism about the scourge of animal cruelty? I sure hope not. That's the one concern that I have. All right, stick around. Media Matters. After the break, also, a former Goldman Sachs executive turned whistleblower. After the national news.
Losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. With winter's chill around the corner comes good news from Uncle Sam. It's going to cost less to heat homes in the months ahead. The Energy Information Administration says, for instance, the natural gas customer should save about $105 this winter. Analyst Chris Edmund says the reason's simple.
Supply has increased both in natural gas and in oil, and demand has come down. So when you have supply going up and demand coming down, it's basic economics that things get cheaper.
On average, says the government, all households will pay about $783. That's roughly 12% lower than last year. The first batches of nasal H1N1 vaccine are being distributed around the country, with the injectable form on the way in the coming days. Clinics and doctors' offices are bracing for an onslaught of patients after both the seasonal and swine flu vaccines. Nurse Catherine Paterno at Westchester Pediatrics in the New York suburb of Hartsdale says they've been inundated with calls from anxious patients.
They want to know what the doctor's philosophy is on the vaccine and if whether or not it's something that they're advising their patients and their own children and grandchildren to get.
As President Obama weighs options in Afghanistan, he'll meet in a few hours with top lawmakers.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. A spokesman says President Obama and his key advisors will brief congressional leaders on the review process and seek their views on the policy. Many Republicans support General Stanley McChrystal's call for more troops, but Democrats oppose any major buildup. Both sides will have an opportunity to tell the president where they stand.
Today, Afghan officials say 10 of their troops were killed in a firefight with Taliban insurgents. They're among the foods we're supposed to eat. Leafy veggies, tuna, tomatoes, sprouts.
Things that we love, like cheese and potatoes. Those are all among the top 10.
The top 10 most risky foods regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, says Sarah Klein of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. All of these foods have been involved in outbreaks of contamination that can sicken people.
Most of these illnesses are preventable, and it's just a matter of time before the next one strikes.
Klein says the FDA is hampered by outdated laws covering food safety. Academy Award-winning director Roman Polanski will remain behind bars in Switzerland. The Justice Ministry has turned aside his bid to be released while he awaits extradition to California, where he faces decades-old charges for having sex with a 13-year-old girl. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the Swiss decision was to be expected.
I can't imagine that anyone involved in this case is surprised that the Swiss officials would refuse to allow him to go. I mean, they didn't think that they had the right to keep him pending some sort of extradition hearing. They probably wouldn't have taken him in the first place.
Scientific work done more than 40 years ago is being rewarded. Three researchers are sharing the Nobel Prize in Physics. Charles Cato has been cited for discovering the technology that became the basis for fiber optic transmission. William Boyle and George Smith are being honored for pioneering work that led to digital photography. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 130 points. This is CBS News.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real-life people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
For many Americans, the economic crisis has put plans for home ownership, college, or a comfortable retirement on hold. Everyone has an opinion about what to do, but where can ordinary investors get the facts? A good place to start is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Our job is to protect investors, and we offer free, unbiased information about saving and investing in difficult times. Learn more at FINRAProtects.org.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. Plans to give out flu shots at nearly 450 clinics around the state have been canceled or postponed because of a shortage of seasonal flu vaccine. Organizers say that's because of high demand for flu shots and because manufacturers have been focused on making vaccine to fight the H1N1 flu. The first doses of that vaccine are expected to arrive in Colorado this week to be given to healthcare workers. People in Colorado Springs are mourning the deaths of 8 soldiers based at Fort Carson.
This is an absolute body blow for Fort Carson. Losing 8 guys in a stand-up firefight is unlike anything we've seen in the course of this war.
Tom Roeder with the Colorado Springs Gazette says the Post suffered its worst loss since the Vietnam War. The bodies of the 8 soldiers are being shipped to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware today. A memorial is being planned for Fort Carson. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are in Taiwan to play the Indiana Pacers. The exhibition game is part of the NBA's global marketing expansion. And the Colorado Rockies open the National League's divisional series tomorrow in Philadelphia. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a late accident northbound 225 at Iliff responsible for some big delays. We're looking at single-digit speeds as you're traveling north on that approach to the Parker Road. Very slow due to curiosity heading south. Your delays start right around Alameda. We're getting word of another crash. Checking on those cameras, though. It looks like they've just mopped up this wreck. It was northbound I-25 near Colorado. Off to the left shoulder, it's now out of your way. Checking on the speedometers, going to find some slowdowns for eastbounders on 36. This starts right around Sheridan. As you're making your way towards Federal. Outside the metro, US 36 closed east of Greeley. There's an ongoing accident investigation there. I-70 is going to be slick in spots once you get west of Georgetown. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of around 59 degrees. Currently, it's 40. I'm Todd Parker, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Joining us now is Carl Frisch from Media Matters for our regular segment with Media Matters that we do every time, every week at this time. Let's do a check in with the Media Matters Minute before we talk to Carl.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Recent extreme rhetoric from right-wing media figures is causing a split in the GOP. After several media figures jubilantly celebrated the news that Chicago would not host the 2016 Olympics, many conservatives are now putting their foot down against extremists like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. Here's conservative columnist David Brooks.
We've got, you know, frankly, people I consider loons and harmful for America, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, all these guys.
Here's Bush strategist Mark McKinnon.
So I was very disappointed to see talk show hosts like Mark Levin coming out with just jaw-dropping hate language about the president.
Here's former GOP Congressman Joe Scarborough.
Middle Americans think, oh my God, Republicans have gone off the deep end.
And here's Senator Lindsey Graham on Glenn Beck.
He doesn't represent the Republican Party. You can listen to him if you like. I choose not to.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
All right, so Carl Frisch of Media Matters, what do you think is going on here? I mean, is this a real split? Is this the old split between the Country Club Republican Party and the New Right, as it used to be called? Or is this something else?
Well, I think most of these folks are not part of the Country Club Party in terms of, you know, what are thought of as the typical intellectuals of the party. I think that they are products of, you know, what's been built by right-wingers in the media. And they look behind themselves and they're freaked out because they know even if they were to win electorally in 2010 or 2012, this type of rhetoric that they're seeing from the right does not have long-term success spelled in it. So I think that freaks them out considerably.
Why? I mean, they're in this quandary where if they antagonize the Rush Limbaughs, if they antagonize the Glenn Becks, they are worried that they will be they'll be subjected to a kind of pressure that they seem to be afraid of. I mean, here's what I don't understand, is that, and actually Rush Limbaugh made this point yesterday. I happened to be listening to him in the car. He made this point that there's, you know, all these people say that nobody listens to me and nobody cares about what I say, and essentially yet they're all afraid of me. You know, like a Republican member of Congress or different parts of the Republican Party say I'm not powerful, but so many of them seem to be afraid of me. So there's obviously a contradiction there. Either Rush Limbaugh has a lot of power and should be feared, or he doesn't have a lot of power and shouldn't be feared. You can't have it both ways. So which one is it?
Well, I think he should be feared, but at the same time, when you've got a bully in your midst, eventually somebody has to stand up to him. We've talked a lot about in the past on other shows about this kind of vicious cycle that the conservatives are in right now, where to cut off the extremism from the body will weaken them considerably, but not to do it will also weaken them. And it looks like, at least if the last 2 weeks are any indication, that some people are beginning to choose to cut off their hand.
And I wonder, in your estimation, how big a deal is this? I mean, is this just sort of trying to corral the Limbaughs and the Becks sort of into line, or does this represent a bigger fissure?
Well, I think that there is a big fissure, but I think in terms of Rush Limbaugh, I think what it has to do is, just on a political gut level, is marginalizing him in the eyes of what is acceptable. So it's a way for the Frums and the Scarboroughs and other conservatives of the world to not have to address him anymore. So if they can convince the rest of the Beltway folks that Rush Limbaugh and his kin are no longer, really the voice of the party or the movement, and that they've been cut off or that they've been shunned, then perhaps they won't have to defend them anymore.
Well, so in that sense, it could be really, whether it's coordinated or not, pretty brilliant that they can basically let Rush Limbaugh do his thing.
Tactics.
Yeah, but let Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck do their thing and continue.
But as we all know, Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck are not content with sitting in the wings just, without any attention shined on them.
Right. That's the rub, as they say, right? I mean, the Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck feed off of being at the center of all of these discussions. On the line with us again is Carl Frisch of Media Matters. You can find their work at www.mediamatters.org. David Brooks wrote this piece, and as I said a couple of days ago, stopped watches write twice a day, and I never find myself agreeing with David Brooks on almost anything. But I do agree with him that Limbaugh and Glenn Beck are out of control. But I wonder, I wonder if that even matters. I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is, we tend to spend a lot of time looking at what the dividing up. You've got the sort of grassroots activist media, Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, etc. And then you've got the traditional Beltway establishment media. And Fox kind of tries to straddle both of those.
Right.
But I wonder if, it doesn't even really matter if the David Brookses of the world don't like Rush Limbaugh, in the sense that maybe the media has so changed that more and more people are able to be influenced by what you might call grassroots media. Do you think there's any truth to that?
I think definitely more and more people are influenced by grassroots media. Of course, grassroots media is oftentimes done by professionals.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, especially those that I'm sure you and I both go to every single day. So, I think more and more people are being influenced there. Divvying up of the media playing field and kind of this delusion of the media is happening everywhere in every outlet. We often hear about the death of the newspaper and everything else, and I just find that whole discussion about what's happening to newspapers as funny. No offense to the columnists in the room, because it's happening on cable and it's happening on radio and it's happening on broadcast and it's happening on magazines too in different ways. So on cable television, and this just shows you how much independent and grassroots media is important, on cable television what you've got is more and more people now have cable or the access to cable television. So for, the better part of 20 years, cable audiences grew primarily because more neighborhoods had access to cable. They've reached their limit at this point. Therefore, the way that they're growing their audience and the way that they're growing their money is to add more channels, which dilutes the power of MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News.
Right. They radio, fragment, they cannibalize, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. Radio is going through the same thing,
mm-hmm.
where that television, broadcast television, went through over the last 5 years, where more and more people are getting their radio without listening to the radio, in the same way that people went to TV without watching TV. Broadcast television news has lost 10 million viewers over the last 10 years. A decade ago, if you asked people if they read a magazine yesterday, a third would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's only a quarter. So you look at the media as a whole, and what's the one area that is growing in leaps and bounds? Grassroots, sometimes guerrilla, often, very independent media. So I think, what frightens a lot of these media conservatives that one might call more mainstream is that as they see their influence diminished, they see the Rush Limbaughs of the world that still have large audiences, even if they are becoming harder to get to, they see them continuing to influence the conservatives' grassroots media, if you can call it that, in profound ways. It's very difficult on the right to find major websites that devote themselves to the trade of journalism. Even from an ideological perspective.
That's right. And I think what must worry them, and frankly, this is a bipartisan worry, is that whether it's Limbaugh or somebody on the folks on the left and the grassroots and in the net roots, for instance,
yeah.
that what you see is a more generalized worry that media has become so, or is becoming so much more democratized, and maybe democratized isn't exactly the right word, but so much more decentralized, that's the right word, that
uncontrollable.
Uncontrollable, right? I mean, like, this is a crazy country we live in, right? I mean, like, there's a lot of crazy people out there on both sides, and you know, we've had for decades and decades and decades a traditional media that has been centralized that has basically been able to ignore almost all of that. And, you know, it's like it's this cycle. We had the penny press that gave voice to a lot of, to the whole different, you know, all of the circus. And then you had an era of centralization, and now we're going back to, you know, sort of, I think, more of that penny press idea. And I think you're right. I guess what freaks out the sort of gateway keeping conservatives in Washington and in the green room studios in New York is that Rush Limbaugh retains a direct route to conservatives. Now, the problem with even talking about this is that I don't want to give what Rush Limbaugh is actually saying any credence. But I guess what I would ask you, Carl Frisch of Media Matters, is whether in some way what Rush Limbaugh represents is somehow encouraging in terms of the architecture of the media. I mean, I am more comfortable, I will be more comfortable, and in some ways more uncomfortable, but generally more comfortable in a country 10 years from now, or maybe even 5 years from now, where you have a much more decentralized media, where some people have a direct way to circumvent, you know, the traditional media. Because let's be honest, the beltway gatekeepers of the traditional media, I mean, these people come to bear with their own ideology as well. I mean, so in other words, does Rush Limbaugh represent something encouraging about a changing media landscape?
I think it does. And, you know, and I've been on a bunch of panels about the future of journalism and whatnot. And I honestly think that, you know, when we often talk about the problems that we see in journalism, mostly confined to international, you know, foreign affairs reporting, political reporting, government reporting, etc. We all recognize that there is a role for the professional journalist who's been trained in this craft and
Absolutely.
Knows how to do it. That will never die, as far as I'm concerned, because there is a hunger for that. People will figure out a way to make money off of it, and it'll continue to live. We're already seeing that in various websites like TPM, Huffington Post, etc. But in a larger scale, it will, you know, it will live independently from what we all determine as the gatekeepers. The fear I have in the interim is what I'm saying, which is as the influence of the traditional media wanes, they look at people like Rush Limbaugh that are able to spin up these, you know, big numbers, and they go after the puzzle. We've seen it most recently with Fox News and Acorn, and papers like the New York Times and the Washington Post bending over backwards to go after the story that's already been covered, and just repeating the same errors that Fox News and others have made, without getting any new details out there or actually, you know, fact-checking some of the false claims that have been made.
Yeah, well,
what they're doing is going after that audience because they think that's what the step is.
No, that's right. What you have is because so much of the traditional media, if you will, is so insecure about its own audience. So and by the way, rightly so. So insecure about its own audience. So fearing.
We're talking about real. I mean, let's be honest. We're talking about real people here that have spent their entire lives working in this trade. And many of them are seeing their 401k. It's no different than what we're seeing in factories and everything else across
the country. That's absolutely right. And I think that they have come to this realization that, you know, the flag of the newspaper, and we see it out here in Colorado, you know, used to be that the Denver Post, if an editorial was written from the Denver Post in a centralized media environment, it had a huge impact because it was such, you know, the voice of the newspaper in a centralized media environment was so utterly important. It's not that the Denver Post's editorials are not important anymore. It's just that they're way less important. And so you're right. These traditional media institutions are so concerned that there is no real brand loyalty in a decentralized environment, that they haven't really created their own brand, that they end up, you're exactly right, chasing some of the craziest and echoing some of the craziest stories possible to try to cannibalize other people's, you know, other people's audience, no matter how crazy the stories are, and no, by the way, no matter how crazy the audience might
be. And they've missed the entire ship. They think that their brand is established with this audience. It isn't.
That's right.
You know, this is the New York Times is not, should not communicate with its fledgling online audience in the same way that it tries to with its audience that's been getting the paper at home for 40 years.
No, that's it. It's a totally and completely different audience. And I think the most amazing thing, and I'm sure you agree, is how sort of slow the media has been to just,
yeah,
just acknowledge that this reality is happening. It's real, right? I mean, a couple of years ago, you had a situation where so much of the traditional media was just ragging on the Netroots, ragging
bloggers,
on the internet.
Now they all have blogs.
Right, now they all have blogs. It's like you know, it was pathetic.
I liken it to the way that newspapers used to react to readers, which was give them a letter to the editor and they'll quit bitching. And now, it's funny, I was on a panel with a guy from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He said, look, we've got commenting now in these discussion rooms and these online polls. I said, but all you're doing, and I'm sure it's transparent to your readers, is keeping them on your website to keep your click ads up, you know, to get your page views for your ads up so you can make more money. When it doesn't come from a genuine place, readers know.
Yeah, they absolutely know. It's like, it's like the naked eye can see so much unto itself, and you're absolutely right. When it's not genuine, when you're not genuinely engaging the new format, and it's just a sort of throwaway, people can detect it. Carl Frisch, as always, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
That was Carl Frisch of Media Matters, www.mediamatters.org. And it is just incredible. And I work in the traditional media, you know, newspapers. I work with newspapers. I work with book publishers, and it's really incredible how resistant the establishment is to even acknowledge that the media world is changing. And I think ultimately it is changing for the better, even though there's going to be it's not going to be all that comfortable in the transition, as Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck prove. 9:23 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do a little bit of a news update you on what's the latest on the wire after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still a mess out there, especially on northbound 225 at Iliff due to a crash there. The single-digit speeds go back past Park Road, basically where the spillway starts. Also a crash on northbound I-25 near Alameda. And if you're traveling southbound on 225 North, you will hit the snags from Alameda to Iliff due to that other crash. It looks like they cleaned up that crash in the opposing lanes there. Also seeing some stop traffic westbound I-76 near Sterling. That's due to emergency culvert work. Also, all lanes of 34. Shut down east of Greeley. Accident investigation underway there. Detours in place as well. Icy patches on 70 from Vail to Georgetown. Chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass. Forecast today, clouds in the AM should clear for sunny skies, but still going to be cool. Looking for a high around 59 degrees, currently 39 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by...
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our 5-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Hey, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
To show you how.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on a, what's becoming a beautiful Front Range day going up to the high 50s. A couple stories wanted to update you on the wire, just off the wire. Speaking of new media, I get so much of my my news from some of the best blogs. Fire Dog Lake has a story. It's a great blog about a Washington Post story in which the Obama administration tries to again connect the Zazi investigation to its effort to reauthorize the Patriot Act. And it talks about the political strategy behind this attempt to connect the investigation to the politics of the Patriot Act. Points out this end of the story here in the Washington Post. With Zazi's arrest, administration officials said they had a renewed sense of confidence that they're approaching security threats in a new way. The system worked the way it did before, but we made a conscious decision not to have a big press conference. At the same time, the Obama administration's pressing Congress to move swiftly to reauthorize three provisions of the Patriot Act set to expire in late December. They include the use of roving wiretaps, email and phone communications, with the apprehension of Zazi, as well as several other covert operations at home and abroad. The Obama administration is increasingly confident that it is striking a balance between protecting civil liberties, honoring international law, and safeguarding the country. And so, more evidence that the Obama administration is seeking to use this case as a justification for continuing President Bush's most egregiously offensive policies that infringe on our civil rights and our civil liberties. And again, without any, there has been no evidence as of yet that anything in the Patriot Act actually helped push this investigation. I mean, that's a key point here. They keep trying to connect it in a vague way. Oh, you know, we need all the tools. You know, these red flag words, tools. We need all the tools. Right? We need all the instruments. You know, we're quote unquote coordinating. Right? These are vague, gauzy words. Deliberately, I think, meant to prevent them from having to turn over any actual evidence that the Patriot Act helped prosecute this case. Now, I want to be clear. The Patriot Act may very well have helped prosecute this case. But I'm suspicious that they keep trying to tie the case to the Patriot Act without providing any actual concrete evidence that that is the case. A couple more stories here. Think Progress The blog reports Texas lawmakers who voted against the Recovery Act, the stimulus bill, now are begging for stimulus funds for NASA. So they voted against the stimulus bill, and now they're demanding stimulus funds for their state down in Texas. Republican Congressman Mike Castle is set to run for Joe Biden's old Senate seat, and he is the front runner. So Democrats may lose that seat. And I like this poll. Americans' views on health care legislation have shifted modestly over the past 3 weeks, with a slight plurality now supporting the passage specifically of the new health care bill. So a noticeable drop in opposition to the specific health care reform bill, according to Gallup's new poll. Overall, now that's about the specific bill. Support for overall reform remains extremely high. So numbers trending in the right way. 9:31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to talk to a former Goldman Sachs executive turned something of a banking whistleblower about why Americans continue, even a year after the meltdown, continue to get ripped off by what happened and by the bailouts that happened as well. So stick around for that after traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still working this crash. Northbound I-25 around Alameda. Jams back past University. Also seeing some heavy traffic in Aurora. Both sides of I-225 due to an earlier crash on the northbound side there at Iliff. But still sluggish as you're coming southbound Alameda to the side of that crash. And northbounders from the spillway there up to Iliff. Icy patches on 70 from Vail to Georgetown. Chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass today as well. And in the north end in Weld County, got a couple different things. All lanes of 34 closed east of Greeley due to an accident investigation. Also, some road work has westbound Interstate 76 shut down, closed 9 miles west of Sterling, again, due to that road work. Your forecast today, partly cloudy in the a.m., becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You deserve a bank that understands what it takes to run a successful business in Colorado. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. It's been that way since 1963. Call Citywide Banks today or visit citywidebanks.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the... If you've been looking for Pandora Jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvettes or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
I Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2.05% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
Cottman Transmission's fleet repair and maintenance are well equipped to provide timely driveline repairs to your business's fleet of vehicles. We take pride in helping you control costs and keep your fleet on the road longer. Call us at 303-761-8841 or visit us at 2630 South Broadway.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
I love this song. I ran so far away, man. I'm so steeped in the 80s right now in my book research. I watched last night, we were watching, I've got 5 hours of VH1 taped of the 80s one-hit wonders segment. It's pretty awesome. Do you know the first video ever aired on MTV? Actually, you give me a guess off air, but when we get back to the phones in, after our next guest, I'm curious if anybody can name, without Googling it, of course everyone's going to Google it now, what the first video ever played on MTV was. I learned it last night. I'll tell you in a little bit what that is. All right, let's go to our guest now, Nomi Prinz. She's the author of the just-released book, It Takes a Pillage, Behind the Bonuses, Bailouts, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street. One of her latest articles is titled Obama Banking Too Much on the Banks. She is a former investment banker herself, turned something of a whistleblower, I guess. Is that a fair characterization of you?
By whistleblowing, it's like the entire industry is just mired in the wrong activities and practices. I talk a lot about Goldman Sachs, where I used to work, but certainly there is a lot that continues to go on since I have left banking that needs to be brought to light in a much more critical way.
So somebody who's been involved who is now truth-telling, how about that?
Yeah, I think we can do that. And okay. By the way, I'm trying to think of that MTV video, so
It's definitely a one-hit wonder.
Okay, I was going to go with some Madonna or something.
It's a total one-hit wonder. I should ask before we get to the subject of your book. Just tell us a little bit about your own story. So you've worked at Goldman Sachs, you've worked in the investment banking industry. Now you are essentially critical of the whole industry, and at least and certainly the legal architecture around the industry. How did you make that transition? That's a pretty big transition.
Yeah, I was in investment banking. I ran an analytics team at Bear Stearns in London for 7 years, traveled all around there, and then came to work at Goldman Sachs in the year 2000, and I stayed there basically until after the Enron and WorldCom and all those scandals. So I wasn't there that long, and it was a rather rough period during which it was just so evident how much just fakery and, you know, quasi-legal but not really gray-line activities go on inside the bank that ultimately manifest themselves throughout the entire economy, like we've seen with this crisis and everything that's happened in the past year, but that are always there, always beneath the surface. The sheer mentality of overdrive competition type A, it is all about that trade and this bonus and this quarter, and it doesn't matter what the fallout is later on, just got to me. And I just thought life was too short to sort of be doing that for a living, and I quit and wrote a few books and got into journalism and never quite got away from it because I talk about it and I write about it. But I kind of feel that you need to dissect a lot of the words that come out of Wall Street and actually dig beneath them to talk about what they're actually meaning behind that.
Can I ask an ignorant question? I mean, I know what the official answer is, but I'm just curious in your estimation, what is the value to society of the investment banking industry that we have now? Now, I know the value of it as it's supposed to exist is it's supposed to put together capital with endeavors that need capital, and that's the theoretical idea of investment banking and of the stock market in general. There's pools of capital, and there are people who want to, you know, create businesses that need access to pools of capital. Right now, I mean, we're so sort of far removed from that because of, you know, you have derivatives on derivatives on derivatives. Is it a fair question for society to be asking, you know, what is really, we've given $17 trillion, you know, somewhere $10 to $18 trillion, depending on how you count it, in taxpayer money to this entire sector. Is it fair for society to wonder a basic question, ask a basic question like that? Because at this point, that's not even part of the discussion. It's just like, we gotta hand over $1 zillion or the economy will collapse. And nobody's really asked the question, what benefit is this to our society?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, I talk about this a little in my book. I have a bonus bonanza chapter, which just sort of goes through the money and how it spirals out of control and what use it actually has. Because, you know, if we look at other billionaire type of endeavors, like Microsoft, we don't tend to think that Bill Gates is evil because he's actually produced something, and yes, he gives to charity and all sorts of other things, but we give him credit for having created something. We give credit to movie stars, to sports figures. Yes, some of them get overpaid, but we kind of get some entertainment value out of them. Whereas right now in the investment banking world, the investment banking and the commercial banking world have really merged so much, and that the banks who with whom we have checking accounts and saving accounts and take out loans are actually using that money as capital, as betting on the table money, as chips to go off and trade and speculate and make all sorts of profits for the firms. Wall Street firms pay over 50% of the profits they make in tremendous compensations. No company, no kind of company comes even close to basically paying money out of money. So it's not about whether capital was used to put two good companies together and that created more jobs and created more product. There's no concept of that kind of measurement going on every day in Wall Street or in any investment bank. It's kind of irrelevant whether anything good is created. It's not their model.
So I don't mind that. I mean, I don't mind that within Wall Street that the goal of everybody is to make as much money as they can. I mean, every corporation, for better or for worse, under our laws, has a fiduciary responsibility to maximize profits. My problem is that the rules surrounding, you know, the government is supposed to exist, laws are supposed to exist, to confine that rampant profit motive, that, you know, the greed is good motive, to so that it doesn't run roughshod over the rest of society. So that when trillions of dollars of taxpayer money starts being dumped into this industry, it seems like a fair question for us to be asking, what benefit does this have to society? When we fund a road, the first question people ask is, well, do you need to fund it? And what is it going to do for the community that you fund the road or you don't fund the road? And so I just wonder, what have we simply been corralled into, stampeded into, dumping money into a sector of the economy that really, at some level, is as valueless as it seems, and we were just sort of pushed there by fear tactics backed by ideology, or is there a value to this industry that we need to somehow resuscitate and rebuild?
Well, that's the value to the industry is the capital put behind things that are real. There's a lot less value, particularly from the standpoint of public sponsorship, which is what we're doing right now.
Right.
of the part of the industry that trades, that speculates, that makes all the money. It's fine for them to want to do that. However, you know, when it comes down, you know, as you're saying, on top of all of us, when the amount of sheer subsidy of that industry had at one point gotten as high as $19.5 trillion, which is just an obscene amount of money, we could have funded every single mortgage in the country, every single person's health insurance, every single person's student loan with the same amount of subsidy that we threw into the top level of these banks, with the fear that if we don't do it, the entire world as we know it will cease to exist, and the added myth that somehow this will loosen credit for everyone else and all the small businesses in America, and without it, there'll be no money and everything will tighten up. And what the result of all of that panic was last year was this $19.5 trillion bailout. Now it's a little bit less than that. It's closer to $14 trillion. Some programs were deleted, but it is an exceptional amount, a historically unprecedented amount of money. And at the bottom line, we still have tightening credit. We still have increasing unemployment. We still have increasing foreclosures and increasing defaults and increasing delinquencies on everybody's consumer
debt. Well, then why do we do it? I mean, we did it wrong.
We did it because, well, that's an excellent question. We did it because the wrong people were making the decisions in Washington. The decisions are still wrong. There's honestly, and I find this very frustrating, but there's a very small knowledge of how banks actually operate with capital, which is why a lot of this money was given to top level of banks with the concept that somehow this would trickle down to the consumer level, which would somehow wash all throughout the general economy and everybody would be all great again. And
okay, but I have to stop you there and ask this question then, because I asked, you know, why did we do it? And, you know, I mean, I have my own beliefs that what part of it is that the government is corrupt, that I wrote a book called Hostile Takeover about how, you know, corruption is so embedded in government decision making. Are you saying that the reason that we made these decisions was because the policymakers were uninformed? Did they know what they were doing but didn't care because they were bought off? Or did they know what they were doing and didn't care because they were so part of that system itself that they couldn't see beyond it? But then again, if they were part of that system, which they were, Hank Paulson used to work at Goldman Sachs. He was the Treasury Secretary. Tim Geithner was at the New York Fed. So these people obviously knew. You can't say that they were too part of the system, so they wouldn't know what would work and what wouldn't work. I guess what I'm asking is, was it stupidity or corruption or both?
Well, the people that you're talking about, the people at the top level making those decisions about how much money was going to be funneled out through the Treasury, through the Federal Reserve, those were very senior people. As Hank Paulson was the CEO of Goldman Sachs, he was on the team that led when Goldman Sachs was trying to get the amount of debt and borrowing and leverage that they could get on top of their capital raised by the SEC. You know, he was the one pushing for a lot of the activities that ultimately led to this implosion of the financial sector. And here he is running the Treasury Department, and he's got to make decisions as to which banks do you bail, how do you bail them, do you deal with consumers, do you deal with top-level banks. You know, no one in that room, when they're having those conversations, is really representing the consumer. The people in the room, the people on the phone, are the current CEOs of Goldman Sachs, and the current CEOs of Morgan Stanley, and the current CEOs of the big banks. And what they're saying is, we need capital, we're going to die.
So it's basically almost corruption by omission, meaning it's the same, it's the one world making a decision for itself.
For itself, exactly. That's exactly what it is. And Congress, and don't forget, this was during an election period. So you had Congress in there wanting to do the right thing, not wanting to do the right thing, wanting to look like, it was helping consumers and it was loosening credit. And so it bought into that argument that somehow capital into banks would loosen credit. I do not believe that Hank Paulson actually thought that providing capital injections into the top level of banks as stock, as equity into the banks, was really truly going to create more loans on the consumer level. I cannot believe he actually thought that, but that was what he said, and that's what was believed, and that was what was discussed in Congress at the time. And nobody wanted to make the wrong decision, so there was a lot of fear going on as well. If we're being told that the entire economy is going to collapse on everybody, if we don't put in some money into those banks, then we need to do that. And we'll sort of deal with the fallout later. So there was also this sheer panic where no one was sort of standing up going against that tide of panic and saying, oh, but wait a minute, why don't we just help people with their loans? Why don't we just help people with their mortgages? All these toxic
assets. Right, trickle up. Right, I mean, the money would trickle up into the banks.
Exactly, and that would have been cheaper. It would have been more helpful to citizens. And actually, it would have stabilized the banks better, because what we got now is a situation where the general economy is still doing poorly in terms of jobs and in terms of increased foreclosures and defaults, and the banks are doing great. I mean, there are some of them. The bigger banks are doing great. They're posting profits, their stock's up, their bonus levels are back to what they were the year before the crisis. And, you know, yesterday Goldman Sachs, of all banks, just put up a buy recommendation on the biggest banks, which are bigger now. A, because they were merged during that crisis, and B, because they have all this government funding that they're sitting on top of, put out a buy recommendation, and their stocks all went up. They're up today. They were up yesterday.
It's really sad. Nomi Prins, her new book is It Takes a Pillage: Behind the Bonuses, Bailouts, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street. You should pick it up as soon as you can, and we could talk all day about this. I hope to have you back. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much, too.
That was Nomi Prins again, the former Goldman Sachs exec turned whistleblower. I'll use that term. She's a whistleblower. And it is a sad story. It is a really sad story. We're $14 trillion on the hook because of that sad story. That's so much money. All right, after the break, before we get out of here, I want to fill you in on a story about the Zazi investigation. Apparently, he was shuttling people to and from the Fish Show here in Colorado. That's right, from the Fish Show. So a truly, truly local connection just off the wire. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We're still looking pretty good around the city. Quick to recover after a pretty gnarly morning of wrecks. Northbound 25, going to be a problem spot. University to Alameda, that's due to a late crash. Also northbound 225, Parker Road to Iliff. And seeing a lot of traffic on the turnpike, eastbound side, Sheridan down to Broadway. Also want to let you know, westbound 76 closed 9 miles west of Sterling due to emergency culvert work. Detours in place there. Same deal on US 34. All lanes closed east of Greeley due to an accident investigation. Your forecast today, clouds in the morning, should clear for sunny skies, but still cool. Looking for a high around 59, 60 degrees. Currently 42 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Delta Insurance has covered a lot of cars and drivers since 1946. See how you can sit back and enjoy the ride by calling 1-800-SHELTER or find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaripS.com.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone. Well, you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback.
Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
880.
Narostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Narostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Bye.
live here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Who wants to take a stab at Darren? You want to take a stab at what the first video was in on MTV in 1981? Now, you have to promise that you didn't use the internet to check it.
I did not use the internet. I was 11 years old at the time, and it was a huge hit. Video killed the radio star.
You got it, man. Very good. very good.
Because I was a dork at the time, you know, and I loved the song.
There it is. Who is it? The Buggles?
The Buggles.
Yep. That's right. I watched that yesterday. That's right. Very good, man. And I trust you didn't use the internet. You were 11 years old.
I was 11 years old at the time, and that was right when we could use the TV to look at different channels.
Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star. It's a great song, man.
It's a great song.
It is. It's a great song. It was a total one-hit wonder. Darren, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
You're doing a heck of a job.
Hey, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
For Jay. And, I hope you guys do a lot more together.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the call, man.
I like that. All right.
Take care.
Thanks, brother.
Video killed the radio star. Love that song. And then the next one up on the VH1 list of one-hit wonders was... one above that was Funky Town by Lips Incorporated, right?
They're one-hit wonders for sure.
Total one-hit wonders. One last story here for the morning. This is from the New Hampshire Union Leader. The face of the bearded young man on the news was immediately absolutely familiar. That's Omar, Dylan Jones Hall told his girlfriend. To the FBI, Najib El-Azazi is the man accused of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction in what authorities say could have been the worst terrorist attack against America since 9/11. But to Hall and his friends, he is Omar Zazi, their friendly van driver during a three-day midsummer trip to Denver to see their favorite band, Phish. The driver was a knowledgeable sports fan, fluent in American slang, and seemed comfortable with these guys his own age. And that's the truly scary part of the story, says Hall. The thing that frightened me most was that I never would have guessed in a million years that this guy was actually a terrorist. He just didn't seem like that. So that puts a real sort of local face on a terrorist plot that the guy was, and again, he's innocent until proven guilty. Let's not forget that. But that the central suspect in this was driving people back and forth from the Phish show. All right, that's the broadcast for you today. Looks like a nice day out there. I got a dental appointment at 10:30. The worst.
Have fun with that.
I am so dreading that. So hopefully I'll be here and not too Novocained up tomorrow. See you then.
When a friend tells you about something that really works, like a product that actually does what it says it will, one you'll be excited to tell your friend.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Existing conditions?
Today at 4 on AM 760.